Showtime, star time. Yeah, it's a www.caribbeanradioshow.com. We got it good to go. Dr. F, let them know so the girls them love it nice and mellow. Salty Show, hey, you live the life you love. You love the life you live. Any music you want, Dr. F will give. We greet him, Dr. F brings. From Jack to all rock and bustin', rockin' and swing. Greetings, Dr. F. Bring from Jack both ya to all Caribbean lover. Ooh-wee. For all the diamonds and the money and pearls, Dr. F, you keep playing reggae around the world. No matter what the price, when music is nice, oh, you listen, string and rock it tonight. Whoa, greetings, Dr. F, bring from Jack to all rock and muffin. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, greetings, Dr. F, bring from Jack Belkia to all ragamuffin. Ooh-wee. Yes, most definitely we got it like that. It's Caribbean Radio Show with Dr. F. Surfing Show, the girls still love it so. Keep it nice and mellow. Yeah, this is our very representative. Pick up yourself, Dr. F. Give it to them, please.
All right. I want to say big time good evening to all our friends and frenemies out there. I want to say thank you so much for joining us this evening. The prior show, we had a big conversation connecting from UK, London, to Jamaica, and, of course, all around in the U.S. We're connecting again, and we wanted to ask all of the folks that we are connecting in that your mics are all open. I know a lot of you want to do a lot of things on the computer while we talk, the multitasking. Please keep it down because the noises just get a feedback over here, and our mics are very sensitive. So make sure you keep the extra noises a little bit on the down. Oh, boy. On the down low there for us while we...
Are you cooked?
Okay.
Oh boy, what's that?
Yes, sorry about that, man. It's I'm Jamaica. This is Asta Black. I'm in there.
Yes, sir.
How do you ever talk about the food?
So we can
start for life, you know.
So we can yard food.
You have to tell us the clear recipe, you have to give us the clear recipe then to play. We want to say we have Rasta Black in the house, and set up yourself, Rasta Black. Tell us what you're doing. I know you have some big things going on in Jamaica. Want to just let us know, let our audience know what you're doing in Jamaica, and if there's any way we can connect in what you're doing, let us know that too. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am on the road to Jamaica House because we have to change the vibes up there. We want to make Gordon House a museum to show where all the politics there is were. And so I love the drum movement that is going on because I'm getting ready to launch my On the Road to Jamaica House movement. Because right now we have to get every Jamaican who don't like JLP and PNP to come the Jamaica Alliance way. And like I say, our website is nowjam.org. Nowjam.org. And I would love every Rastafari or Jamaicans in the diaspora who anti the system. What Peter call it? Carlton.
He's not back on he drop. He's not back.
Yeah, okay. You know, Peter Tosh call it. Can we say anything out of the order? Are we on free to air radio, or are we just straight internet?
Oh, we are just internet, not frequency radio.
Okay, so we can call it shit team then.
Oh, yeah. You can say whatever you want to say.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So we're on the road, and I have I'm developing the Ras Asta Black School for the Arts, and I would love, you know, some participation in that, because it skills training in arts, so that if a photographer, a youth, want to take picture, and we can teach him how to take better picture, or if we can sing, we can put them on stage, and we have a radio station free to air. It's 88.9 FM, and it's Falmouth Community Radio Station. And it can be heard on freeiradio.net. And it's free and the letter iradio.net. And you'll see everything there, the school I'm developing and all that cool stuff. I've gotten permission from the Bob Marley Foundation to name it the Bob Marley School for the Arts. But everyone know how difficult it is to work with the foundation that big, because you can never get them to sit down in a meeting. And, you know, I have to leave a legacy on earth for the next generation. And Bob leave one already, and I love and appreciate love what Bob did. But as it stands right now, it is all about what is good for the people. And that's why I'm creating and renaming the move into Ras Asta Black School for the Arts. That way, and since then, because everything has to be approved by the Bob Marley Foundation, which is, you know, it's good. It's Bob, it's their father, it's their husband. But right now, we have BlackBerry has joined with us and doing our BlackBerry app and all that cool stuff, and we're going to be on the Reggae Walk of Fame, the cruise ship terminal, and we're getting ready to, we have our architects working in creating the Reggae Walk of Fame Museum. And with the BlackBerry app, one can book their vacation to come to reggae country and come to Reggae in the Sun and participate in the workshops and everything. So I'm appealing to everyone to, if you know, and I love the idea of drums, but we need some on-stage equipment like drum sets, keyboards, and so on, so we can teach the kids, the youths, how to, and adults, how to develop a skill. Okay. And with the drum movement, I have two drum makers, one in Trelawney and Brother Joe up in the hill looking down on Kingston. I'm a country, Red Hills man. I'm a country man, you know, to know a town more than so. But we have drum makers here, and we can buy up the lumber and have it cut and set, and, you know, and with a good area to manufacture, we can even teach make it a part of the school, teaching children how to make the drums. Mm-hmm. It'd be fantastic, man. And those drums, too, not only for the children in Jamaica, we can sell it to the vacationers, and they can come to our drum circle.
Definitely. Absolutely. Now, Ras Black, you talked about getting the manufactured ones from India and wherever you get your drums right now. I think that would be a good start right now, because we need to get started and at a later date, because getting drums to every child in Jamaica, and I know it will ignite the adults to pick up a drum too. So we will certainly have, you know, drums period that is in demand. And when we're talking about doing drum circles and establishing drum circles and drum festival, definitely this is going to be in big demand. But to kick off, I like your idea of, you know, for us to get start of our program and get a couple hundreds of drums to start the program off, to kind of get a kick start, and then folks could be working to get their trees and all of that on a local level?
What we can also do, because right now in Jamaica, after Rastafari were murdered in 1963, Bad Friday, we have the Indian population now in Jamaica. They're from India, who has now taken over the tourism trade. And they're the ones bringing in the drums by the trailer load, and they're all red, gold, and green.
Mm-hmm.
They bring in Rastatam, red, gold, and green. They bring everything in red, gold, and green. And we Jamaicans have to go buy from them and sell back to tourists. So we can implore them to bring us a container load for ourselves.
Okay.
And
why don't you check on that for us and see how much is there, what we can get, and because the bulkier we, and you'd have to look at, here is what I would like, Ras, for you to really take a look at that. We need about 3 or 4 different kind of sound in the drum. So we need like 3 or 4 different kind of drums.
Sizes and so on. Yeah, man.
And
they built really good.
Yeah. Well, if you say that and you're a Ras, you should know. And then we need drums that is going to be lasting, that we are going to have these students, or we're getting them now, honor their drums for a lifetime. So we
sure.
need to make sure that they are properly done. Also, the material for the bass, the drum, should able to accommodate a plaque that would have the child's name, the name of the organization, as well as the number of the drum, etc., on it.
Sure.
So
yeah,
if you can work on that and
Empress. Where are you?
We're in U.S. as well, Virginia.
You're in Virginia?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Living Truth, your mic is open.
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, go ahead, Ras.
Okay.
Right now, we have created a Rastafari Chamber of Commerce, and it's RastafariCC.com, and this is a project that I am getting ready to launch, and we want to offer and give every Rastafari or member of the Rastafari Chamber of Commerce an ID.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would like to trade with Rastafari all over the world with our products here from Jamaica and from there to us. And like I said, especially from the U.S., through the sister city organization, we can get things coming at a reasonable rate. And if, you know, so the Chamber of Commerce, the Rastafari Chamber of Commerce, is an important link to all Rastafari worldwide. What we'd like here in Jamaica is a tool to make the ID. So if you can do some research and see what, you know, we type the name in the computer, you go to a printer and the ID come out. So if you can do a research on that up there, it'd be fantastic.
Dr. Eve?
Yes, yeah, go ahead.
You said that's RastafariCC.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's all I wanted there.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's all this information is new to me. I mean, it's brilliant. The other one was nojam.org, you say, right?
Yeah, that's the political side of Rastafari.
All right, because like I said, I'm in the UK at the moment, but Jamaica, I'm born and grew. St. Thomas, I come from.
The
country, man, just to see it.
Heritage country.
Morgan
Heritage.
Well, I mean, is that it go deeper than that? Talk about Paul Bogle and all these. Dr. Eva, as far as distribution of drums are concerned, we're talking about the 14 parishes, yeah?
All part of Jamaica, the entire Jamaica.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I'm 14.
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, I'm listening and, you know, learning along the way as well, because
right.
as far as the whole movement that is concerned in Jamaica, I didn't know there was so much activities going on. I mean, I've seen where there's there was a Rastaman who is now, they say, in government down there. But like we said, for this to work and work effectively, it has to be set up independent from what is already going on there. I also in the point in where, you know, if in order to be to have a voice, you have to be able to vote for something or someone. So on that note, I can see where there is movements pushing forward. By the works we shall know, because words and works are two different things. Yeah, and like the king said, the BlackBerry and them getting involved as well, and other moves. I know Dr. Eve is doing so much as well, where a radio station is concerned, getting the positiveness out there to the people. And also trying to set up a project herself. But the whole Jamaica on a whole right now, at this present moment, how interested would they be in this whole project to say, well, boy, we're even getting some youth in our community to play some drum? Have anyone done any research where that is concerned, or is just going in and said, okay, here's some drums, or you guys plan to approach this?
Well, from the Jamaica end, Portia Simpson, our prime minister, was launching a program called JEEP. It's about employment. And they dress up all the about 15 girls from a school with the same dreadlocks hat, with the dreadlocks around it, they import from Malaysia. Dress them up with that, and they do it, and they dress up royal like Rastafari dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So the youth, them, they tell them, man, the youth, them is all about Rastafari.
Okay.
I drive my car. Is the Rasta flag on the front with Free Eye Radio 88.9 on it, and everywhere I go, people know the card, know Rasta Black. They had my picture on school's challenge quiz, and all the children got it right. Who is this famous person? Rasta Black boy.
Because, Ross, you know, so there's a lot of things going on, because you know Levi Roots, right?
Yeah, man, we were together at a conference here, investment forum here 2 weeks ago.
Okay, because there's a lot of things going on even in England here, because right now Kentucky have some reggae thing going on as well.
You mean the KFC, Kentucky?
Yes, KFC. Them just because Levi Roots have a reggae, I think a reggae sauce, you know, a sauce called reggae.
Come on, reggae
now Kentucky is endorsing it as well. Subway just did last summer, now Kentucky take it on as well. And this is the thing where I'm saying, I've seen over the world, we have traveled, where anything that says Jamaica or reggae upon it, it sell.
Yeah, man.
Why Jamaica not benefit from these things? I don't know. Yeah, and these are kind of avenues where even the government, or even we as an independent body, you know, can govern all these little aspect of things. It's funding. Yeah, and as you were saying earlier, no government can go on without money, because the world don't capitalize already. So you have to find a way to intertwine within the system without being a part of the corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Because the corruption part of it is dangerous. A lot of people deserve to go places that are not desirable. and it's all because of money. So we also have to be on a cautious, because don't forget, you know, when His Majesty go Geneva, you know, when the whole of the West, them have them power and superpower and this and that, you know. Him walk, we left the whole of them, you know. Yeah, because when God ever talk about them, never 1 year, and him find corruption amongst them. So him not deal with them. Yeah,
sure.
But at the same time, we have to find a way. What did I say? You can't stay far out of the system as well, boy. You can't fight the, you gotta fight with this, you gotta fight, you gotta work with the system. You have to come in at the system for work with the system, but at the same time, you're trying not to be a part of the corruption and filth that is there in that system. You know me, I come from the king. Alright, what if me I give you a good example? When Muta Baruka, they tell Jamaica, say, when Cable come at Jamaica, Jamaica will mash up it. Only for people never they want it at handbook word, you know. Because even right now, the internet is good and it have a bad side to it, you know. It's just like a thing where them have come up with name, nanotechnology. Yeah, so these are the things we have to be able to cipher out the bad part of what we don't want. It's like you got to drink some lemonade, but you drink out the top part and let the dregs at the bottom and throw it away. You over where me I come from?
Yes, King.
So this is the whole thing now where I'm nice concerned, because it's most vital and essential now, like no other time, to get these people on the right path. So when Prophet God they go His Majesty, when he visits His Majesty in Ethiopia, he had to come back because Father asked him, where's the people? So me I say, so this is the whole thing. Some of us may have gone astray by whatsoever means are doing, whatsoever they are doing. Yeah.
Sure.
But the thing is, there are people out there who don't have a sense of the direction or sense of it. All right, you know, right now, them have big sound systems still string up in England. We play some heavy roots music. No reggae, roots music.
Sure.
And, you know, you wonder, it make you wonder. And where do they get influence from? The first thing I don't have Jamaica, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You over me, I come from, you have certain like Earthquake, Habashanti, Jashaka. And them sound there, I run through Europe right now. I send the message across, and oh, you see, I listen to the music. It's mostly white people. Not our people.
No, man.
See, so even earlier on, I heard you say something about running away certain people from Bingi, running away certain people from 12 Tribe Gathering, are running away certain people from Bobo Gathering. For me, because His Majesty never run away no one, you know.
That's right. Until the color of a man's skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, His Majesty never run away no one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Even one of the elders from up a pinnacle, he gathered with a Bingi here at us one time, and he said, His Majesty, when he ordered some robe, I think Martimor planned to get one at the same time.
Yeah, man.
He got one, and him said there was a white man there as well.
True.
And His Majesty took a harder for him. But when the robes then come back, none ever come back for him. He must know why. You understand what I want. So this is the whole thing where I and I have to know what we are doing at this time, yeah, where technology and people and this whole system, yeah, is concerned.
Mm.
Because Jamaica, right, you know, we have been left, well, some of us have been left back where education is concerned due to things, because people put things in front of even getting the vital education, basic reading and writing.
What, you know what, Rastafari, I love the talk, seeing, but right now it's a forward movement.
True.
And this is why I create the Rastafari Chamber of Commerce, because we have to balance the economic with spirituality. We all are Rastafari and we are full of joy and love and everything, but somehow we broke.
Mm-hmm.
We have some Rastafari who them you have to go to them house, go visit them and carry some, go give them Rastafari, because they can't manage it and couldn't read their bond education. And now they have to rally back for education.
Mm.
So even in them farm, they have to know how much life to put in and when to put it in.
Wow.
In, so they have to learn how to read. So right now, and the most I call upon I and I, because I and I is strong.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to do now is I and I have to gather our brains together and chant the 1-2 and march to the heartbeat same way, and to create the economic strength that we all need to make us nice. Because nobody in our hand with nothing.
Mm. The Honorable Coffee, bad boys, is in the house. Your mic is open, Mr. Cuff.
Yeah, Mama Day, yeah. I listen to Rasta Block.
The first Rastafari Prime Minister.
Lost the eye.
To the world.
Yes, I.
Yeah. So right now, Rastafari Black. Yes, King.
I think you come up with a very brilliant idea concerning the drums, and is that you could organize a workshop and get a teacher to teach the youth them how to teach somebody how to make drums and finally manufacture our own drums.
Yes,
that
we
sounds very good to me.
We have two solid teachers, Rastafari. One named Brother Joe. You probably know him too, Carlton. Him up at Red Hills. And he's the original Jamaica. And then you have a next brethren, Falmouth, who make for this side of the island. But two fans, Jamaicans, man.
We are.
And they're willing. And they're willing to teach.
Beautiful. We also, I must inform you too, that we have somebody coming into, somebody has their computer turned up. Can you turn that down? Because we're echoing. We have somebody I've connected with a couple of weeks ago coming down to Jamaica to take up a position at the Norman Mandy School of Music. Now, this young man is killed in all kind of instrument making. I have been in conversation with him. He's in Canada right now, and he is going to use the natural resources like the gourd and all of that to do string instrument as well as drums. He's going to be at a good position in Norman Manley to effect some kind of change. He has volunteered.
Is it Norman or Edna?
Edna Manley, I'm sorry. Edna Manley. So he wants to get involved with the teaching, and as I was saying, I was asking him to write, to see if they can write the schools that are going to be getting the drum initially into his program, that those who are in the program could come to the schools as their clinical training to teach the children how to do the drums, or if we're talking about string instrument with a gourd and whatever string instrument, he will be able to redirect student in that direction as well.
Are you referring to the calabash?
Calabash, the gourd, the calabash, to make string instrument with that.
Sure.
So he can do a lot. He's a master maker of string instrument as well.
Looking forward to having him here in Falmouth to speak on the radio.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And
I would love to.
And join us at the Rasta Black School for the Arts.
Nicely.
Dr. Eve.
Go ahead.
Is he from Jamaica? Is he a Jamaican?
No, he's not actually a good Jamaican. He is a Caucasian.
That's right.
So.
Okay.
You know, it is amazing. it is amazing how we can get white people to do things for us.
Don't even talk about that because I, you know, a lot of time I say that, and I always preface this with say I'm going to say the bad words now, but you know, I have a sister who's working with me. Oh my goodness! And there's another sister. Hear me out here. There's a sister who has. I just interviewed her on the show on Friday. She has a connection with the orphanage in Jamaica, Soul Adventurer. She told me on the interview, I said, hey, you're way up in there in California. You ain't no blood relative of Jamaica. How is it that you are, you know, taking on three orphanages in Jamaica? She says, through an accident she had, she was always exposed to the Rasta and the power of the Rasta man and how Jamaicans are just the amazing human beings of the world. And she was inspired by Rasta. And she said she had to give back something to that country. And she started this
process.
Yes, yeah. It makes my goosebumps them get humongous and tears fell to my eyes. You know, that this young woman who is no connection to Jamaica, who decides that because of the power of Rastaman and the inspiration from the movement and the people, it is our obligation to find someplace in Jamaica and give back. And exactly what she's doing. Soul Adventures, and she's working out to Lucy. She's in California now, and she has a part of it set up in California where they do gardening and cultivate their food with the children. And when she goes to Jamaica, she does her thing there. She's trying to develop a retreat and make it out of like tires, bottles, and all of the things.
I know her. I met her. She came and visited me. Yeah.
Rosie Ware is her name. If you're listening, Rosie, big up. And they're trying to get $250,000 to get there and do this. This is what I'm saying, that our folks need to step freaking up and do for us. You know, if other people speak up for us, hold on a second, Russ, because you know when I get on my platform and you know when I get starting, you know, people don't like when I talk and don't say, well, oh, you're trying to coerce you. I shouldn't have to freaking coerce nobody to stand up and remember where they come from. And this, I know people have it hard and tough it hard it hard. There is 3.5 billion, a million Jamaicans out here. If we give one single quarter, we could solve our problem in the schools.
Sorry.
And that's what I'm saying. Somebody is playing music in the background, please. We need to get up. We need to, if we really love Jamaica, maybe all of us don't, but those of us who love need to find a Ras Black, a Caribbean radio show, support the show, and let us start a different movement. We need to join Coffee. And I guess I'm getting on my platform now when you see me and my voice and the coughing start. But I get so emotional out of it. We have, bless up my hero man, Mr. Ruler Brown, $6 million out of his pocket to scholarship. Last year, we started, he's spearheaded, his brainchild, the Palace, PALAS1.org. He's in Jamaica right now, kind of scouting. The media houses has been really very friendly and wonderful to him. So best of all of the media houses who were there to interview him and stuff. Right now we are in the process of getting 50 scholarships. Last year we did 13 scholarships. He gave Jamaican kids 13 scholarships. 13 wonderful kids are in college, are able to help. Some of them are doing great things now. so they're able to continue their education. This year we're going to do 50 scholarships. with the help of some great donors. We have one lady in Canada who has given over $1,200, and she never touched Jamaica. She no have no blood relative there. Yesterday we reached out to when Ruler was up in Jarrett Lane, you know, it's one tough area of Kingston. There was a young man who come out and reach out to him and said, Ruler, I'm going back to school. I have these vouchers. I need some exams done and I need a couple of money. I went on air at the same time. We're trying to get $350 for him to make sure that he reaches out to whoever he has to pay his exam or do that. Four wonderful women, Dr. Vaj, one of them is in the house, and four other people who don't even know Jamaica. Four other people who have no blood relative in Jamaica. Those were the people who reached out to me. My own people did not reach out to me and say, let me put a $5, Dr. M. This morning, we were able to hand over a check. Ruler went back into Jarrett Lane and handed over a check of $10,000 Jamaican. We still need some more money to send to them. Caribbean Radio Show here, we adopt De La Vega City Basic School. There are 75 kids in there, two teachers. The head teacher have to be the cook as well as the teacher. Come on. I reach out to my community. There are wonderful people who reach forward to me. We were able to give last week, Thursday, $50,000 Jamaican, which just is a little drop in the bucket, but we're reaching out to the school. We need to build a little lunch area for the kids because they don't have nowhere to eat. And these are the things that we in the diaspora, I shouldn't have to be yelling and screaming out. And I set up a program where I says we could do a partner thing, do the SUSU thing. We have hundreds of us here who have been living in Jamaica, who understand especially basic school education, that a lot of the people, it's not compulsory that we do the basic school education. But if we put, say, $3 or $1 a week, we have 100 people who are going to put even $1 a week together as a partner. Your school get drawn this week. my school is, say, De Vega City Basic School in my community. That's not my community, but I'm just saying that it's get $100. If it's 100 people and it's $100 we collect, we look and say, hey, they need computer. Let's buy a computer for them. The next school, Ross Black Community, everybody put the $1 and $2. We know, says we're trying to get pay the school fee for all of the picnic there. We do that. Why the fuck we cannot get together and do this? And I have on my program, here a woman call me up on my program and tell me, oh, Jamaican, I am talking nonsense on my program because Jamaican government take care of basic schools, and I am not to talk that Jamaican government don't take care of school. Them things that make me get crazy and mad, because rather than calling me and say, sister, let me help you with what you're doing. Hey, you know what? Jamaican take care of the school then, but which is a total freaking lie. Jamaican take care of it, and that will always be with me now. That particular voice, dear, and what that woman said to me will always be with me. And it would be my force in my head that for whatever I do will make every single school in Jamaica get some funding from Caribbean Radio Show through Dr. Eva or whoever organization I set up who then do it. You cannot. Our people need to step up and stop this nonsense of beating down and killing down each other effort. You can't call me and say, Rather, sister, I love what you're doing, you know. Let me put one $5. But what you do is call me in and tell me what I am saying is not right. And until now, you don't put $5 in the kitty. you know, these are the things that we have to talk out to. And there's another young man who called me up and said, boy, get me harass people for money. You know, how the hell are you going to call me up and tell me that? When you go and say, boy, sister, you know what? You're rough and all you're asking for things. And I, you know what? You shouldn't have to be making me rough to ask for things and tell you straight up. You'll forgive back where you come from. You
so
know,
true.
My mother, five little pickney where she couldn't feed. And the ackee and the breadfruit, them, if you still want 13 hand roast Mitchell banana come in the yard where she plants, he's never fear hungry picnic them. He's always, Lord, this banana look pretty. It have Miss Irvin, the school teacher, named upon it. The pretty banana go to Miss Irvin and all of the people them who help her little picnic them. And this is how my mother lived. This is how I live. The best thing. Never go to a little picnic then because, may I tell you, it was tough and rough, right? With we on the Bagwalk Road selling little mango, little hacky, little breadfruit and little everything. And she at school gate, I sell little suck for send our picnic them to school. That's why me can talk to you today. So I have to remember, and when somebody going to tell me are too rough in asking somebody to give back something, there should be a fucking shame on herself. Period. And I make no apology. No apology. Just freaking one. None.
Listen. As I say, there is no such thing as the so-called fictional devil as them put up with a man with horns on his head. A people are the devil. So the devil call you and tell you what she tell you. You hear me?
I don't look on free people. Say what people them? I come look on me, boy. Hey, you're like you're rough. You're poor people. Let's cut off of that and let's move on because me can't deal with how we behave. And I know a lot of people out there. We have one young man. Him go to Jamaica and. And he just going to one little, you know, death bring us in a Jamaica most of the time. And he went into the community and Miss Joan, I forget her name now. She said, Lord God, you know, and he said, Lord, Miss Joan, me come for visit and all of that. And he said, she said, when he was leaving, he handed her like a $500 that he had in his pocket. And the woman bend down and start to bawl, boy, me picnic, me never have a penny, not even for buy little cold water. And she start to cry, and the young man said, you know what, I'm not going to have you crying again. And when he came to the state, he got four other old people in the village, and the music that him sang, shuntai music.com, bless up yourself, my brother, and he has been taking care of them five old people there into the village, and another relative of his. With every pay that him get out of music. He might just do him little music, and you know, things not big and up on him, and a big movie star and artist star. But these are the little things, which is the humongous things that we as humanity can do. It's like sometimes when, hold on one second, it's sometimes we have 50 people, 100 people. We have over 300 and something thousand people who have listened to Caribbean Radio that I can account for, right? And you mean to tell me that we can have, on my webpage, we have over 5,000 people. You mean to tell me that somebody, $5,001, somebody can reach out to what we're doing and say, let me help? Why do I have 50 people listening to me when I talk about this, and 15 people don't go to CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com and put $10? If everybody put $10 in there, we will have another Carlton Coffee. We will have another Rasbeck. We will not have another Dr. Ev out there who was on the street. When I come to New York, I never understand the system because of Jamaica and how I grew up. I made a hand cast just like how you into Jamaica make a hand cast and somebody give me a $30 and go get you some Avon and drive the street in my hand cast and sell it me and my picnic. Because of Jamaica. Then after me finish, me go take off and put on me white and go on me school. You understand? This is the thing. How can I not dedicate myself to Jamaica and know that there's another Dr. F somewhere out there on Bagwalk Road that I have not reached back and reached forward to? And somebody's going to call me and tell me, oh, you know, it's like, say, you're just badgering people too much. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, when you say that word, did I get horny?
If you can find a thing, you know, things can happen.
My dream is all the way in St. Croix tonight. All the way. And you know what? She come into London, you know, she come into England. She lives in the UCI. And she's from Spanish Town. And she come home regular. But she's on a mission because she worked with the U.S. Virgin Islands government. She was a commissioner of housing in the USVI, St. Croix. And her father moved the whole family to St. Croix during the bauxite era. And they grew up there. And so we just link and have a good vibe going. And I think the most I create her for me. So Wagwan now, she's coming to London. She, you know, like Jampro in Jamaica.
Yes.
She head up a company in the U.S. Virgin Islands to bring business to the USVI, jobs and so on. So that's what she do. And she's good at it. She used to work in West Palm Beach at a big shipping company, Tropical Shipping. Before that, she was commissioner of housing in the USVI.
Wow.
And she's good. She helps a lot of people. And she's like a mentor to all the women. She's on the board of directors for the University of the U.S. Virgin Islands. And she's real powerful. But she's coming to London soon. So right now, it's like, and true, I'm a one-woman man. You know, so don't say the word again, yeah?
So Ross Block,
hey, Ross Block, it sounds like you want some other woman there, you know, all your talk, you know.
Ross Block. So as far as the Olympic is, as far as the Olympic is concerned, Usain Bolt coming here this year. Yeah, how many, who are the privileged people who are allowed to come to the Olympics?
Well, the Prime Minister, I think she's also the Minister of Sports. She just uttered a sound that Jamaica don't have any money to send anybody there. So only the few who's going to come run and jump is going to come. We can't even do any marketing big there because they were planning even to do a tour of England promoting Olympians. But Jamaica broke. And when the first thing
who said Jamaica broke?
Yeah?
Who said Jamaica broke?
Well, the teacher them can't get paid.
Them want a coke and ganja with them don't get a sell out of them broke.
But Prince Charles, Harry just tell the people them the other day so them for go home, so me don't know how down there for broke.
Well,
that was the message when I sent across to the people them the other day, and I seen on TV I tell the people them abroad to them to come home.
That go to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Him saying coming back to become me, a girl, they do the, you know, the song, Back It Up, Back It Up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you want to see Harry, they take the back up.
Oh, my God.
Well, hey.
So I'm saying they come back to Jamaica Rasta. I love it down here. That's when they tell you to come up.
You know, one thing I am not for the prince as a human person. Yes, because when we think about prince, I had a little thing that I started, you know, to say, hey, prince, like how you going, you know, but tell your granny, say, boy, your little sweetness where you carry, come charm me over, now go work with your granny. You don't understand what your granny do to us. You're not responsible still because you're nice somebody, but you have to tell your granny where you sit, where you sit down here, although you get paved road for compound, and so the road then be turned. We just kind of, true, we are real nice, wonderful people. We make sure, say, you are right, because your mama was nice people. I mean, like how you kiss up the black woman and hold up the baby and all of them thing there.
Well,
I didn't ever do them thing there, so we bless you up still. But Mark, sure.
Rita Marley. Yes. She's a Rita Marley hand.
Yes. I like how you do that, but go tell your granny said thing the right, and she needs to pee up. So we hope him get
you know, him fly, him co-pilot the helicopter from Kingston to Trelawney,
yes.
Drop in a Usain Bolt school, William Nib. And do you know that the politicians pave the road, roll it, and put asphalt from the William Nib gate? When he come out, he make a left turn. And all that little patch area, they set up nice and turn down and drive into the town of Falmouth. Good road. But you see, past William Nib, go the other direction. Man, if you do your BlackBerry and they do your texting on your phone, you drop in at some pothole right outside.
Okay, I'm coming in.
And then the mayor of Falmouth and all the councillors and all the courses and everybody dressed up in some funeral clothes, mm-hmm. Naked and hot and things. And the brother come out of the helicopter without belt and his shirt sleeve roll up so and him just laugh after them. So when I eat that the hot country and dress up like when they go out.
Hey, Ross, him said, boy, my granny's chilled the pound, you know.
Yeah, tell him I'm fire bone. Tell me, boy, from Jamaica, and them man, that's public. You don't know, man.
But Ross Blocks, throughout the time, especially when I was living in America, there's a bad picture kind of painted. Not kind of a bad picture painted where Jamaica is concerned. For a long time now, that a lot of Jamaican people choose to retire in Florida than going to Jamaica. You see any changes in that?
Sorry, man, repeat that.
Throughout, from a long time when I was back in New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia area, because I even have family of mine, well, not a lot of them, who retired, and instead of going to Jamaica to live, because so much bad things has been said and so much guns and all these things going on down there, they refuse to go back to Jamaica and live, but set up the rest of them life in Florida. Because even here, from here, people are retiring from England here, going to Florida.
It's true. You know why? It's like the bad thing is family on family crime.
Mm-hmm.
If you now work hard in England or America, and you trust your family in Jamaica, you send home some money to build your house, and your own family, we set a taxi for your airport, and you're not supposed to reach the house, you're supposed to be dead before you reach the house. And no house not built. And if them build the house and live in it, you can't get them out of your own house.
Sure.
So the most of the crimes that go on in Jamaica is their own family. They throw them down. See? So if you plan to come home and to build a res, you make sure you come, you get a man, and you start build. And you build for, you go stay here for 2 weeks or a week and build. You just buy that amount of material, put up your wall them, and use up all the material that you come, and then left it, because you can't keep the wall, because you done wall up already. And then when you come forward again, you do a little more, but don't leave nothing and don't send no money to your family because they're going to rob you and then kill you. So that is the biggest problem in Jamaica. And then the second one is they have some youth now using Magic Jack on them phone, and they call foreigner and say, we're going to sell it. They just, you know, a club down a Montreal named Pier One.
Yeah.
A man show up with documents, them own that, a little scammer, sell Pier One, man, and collect, you know, and the man come. Yeah. All hotel. The man them good, but me look at it as reparation. Because somebody is firing some, and so fool to send money to somebody to buy, it's like, might as well you buy Brooklyn Bridge. Basically, some you down there at Safari, they make some breed of money. Because in a area in Ohio, they tell them not to take any phone calls from 876. And then, guess what you them do? Get some Magic Jack, man, have local number, Ohio number from Anchovy or from Clarendon, and they make money same way.
But hear me, Mr. Vloggy. You see how genius our people is.
Oh, we are the best, man.
Right? What if we get some drums? And what if we, who in the diaspora, I mean, although we have suffered to send them a 50 cent and develop the school there and all of that, and change that.
Yeah.
So when everybody want to come back to home, them not have to face them kind of thing. We can change that.
And this is why the Rastafari Chamber of Commerce is so important. We need, you see, what may I like the item for do now, anyway on the day, just tell us what we need up there. For example, we have pepper. My brethren, my neighbor, make a wicked pepper sauce. It's called my dad's pepper sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tell you, man, it tastes good, and it's FDA approved, and we can sell it to the IDM, and you sell it back to liquor stores that open up a spice shop, and we supply it anywhere you are in the States with spice. And we have a spice shop, a spice cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And we make people come drink free with coffee and buy with sauce and do it, you know, get everything, because this is how we have to trade. And if you have tourists coming to Jamaica, I and I have Wolly for Rastafari Bridge, who have the Juta and Jacob bus, then we can give Rastafari tours. And the money come right into our circle.
Hold on, it's a Rastafari tours?
Yeah, man. And we can go Bob Marley grave, a culture grave, we can go listen to music, we carrying go to fields, and we give them Rastafari Jamaica.
Listen, Ras. Make up a little 30-second ad, and then put it in MP3, and I'll be able to play during the broadcast, you know, the ads, like when we have our little ads and so on, and I'll be able to play that so our folks can get that.
How does one link into the program without participating as we are doing a panel thing now? You have audience listening to you now?
Oh, yeah. Holy pop folks are listening to it. We have people from, I mean, the chat room, as I'm looking on this one here, have about 9 people in there right now. We have people, I have folks from London, I have China, I have Australia, United States, of course. We have lots of people on the other list.
Global.
So, you know, you have. We still need more reach. This is why we need station like us for people who are on F-Book to tell people about it. We have some real dedicated listeners to the show. I mean, bless up to, like, Caribbean lady, Brazil 9, of course, my heartful sister, one that is pouring her soul out. As a matter of fact, Sunny Rain again, not having a bloodline in Jamaica. We're trying to get some clothing for the basic school kids, and she has been working with me in with the musicians. She's been working with me with the drum progress. I mean, dedicated to working with that project as well, trying to get some musicians together to do some fundraising efforts. So we are really working. Thanks to Doc Vaj also, who is here with us, instrumental in Palace and really doing a lot of advertisement with Palace, PALAS1.org, with Ruler Brown, who is also a DJ here on Caribbean Radio Show, who, as I said, is now in Jamaica doing the footwork. We have dedicated folks who are helping us, but we still need more folks. We still need people. Because and I'm so happy that I was drawn to you today, Russ, because I couldn't have gotten a better present tonight than you, we connecting. Mr. Coffee, you're sweet and you give me a morning coffee, but Russ giving me real juice here today.
I really appreciate love it, because even right now, freeiradio.net is on the air, and people listening almost in the same areas that you're beaming to, and it's fantastic, and you can hear updates on Jamaica and everything there too, like roundabout JA, the GIS program. So I'll forward you those kind of information to where you can pop in. Yes, King.
Do you explore places like the Bart Fountain in St. Thomas?
Hey, man.
This is like,
you know,
rich fars and them places.
You know what is fantastic? Because I intermix with a lot of visitors coming to Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
and they want to see all of these places. One visitor came to Jamaica and said she want to go to Kentucky. You say, but you're in Jamaica. You say, you're in Jamaica. And the Empress said, yeah. And I did not know that there's a place in Jamaica named Kentucky.
Wow. Wow.
And then one day, me now I ride on a bridge and say, boy, jump on the phone and he said, oh, Boston, rain fall up there? I said, wait, Boston. No, he said, water. I said, water coming out of the pipe of Boston. Boston, the water, like Jamaica. He said, no, man, Boston, Jamaica. So it is fantastic to be able to, you know, travel around Jamaica. I mean, I get him go to Kingston, right? And it's like, when God turn, I end up in a while, zip and see him say, blows the countryman of them here, right here. Man, see me car, they come down the lane, man, and go down the road and stop the road. I say, Ras Black, come here, man. You have to sit down here, so. Because all of you want to meet you. See you on TV, know, see you, Jamaica, your Rasta government. We want to talk to you, we want to know everything about you, we want to deal with this. And like, we suddenly talking about 25 minutes for some here, boo, boo, boo. He said, what that gunshot? He said, yeah, man, you hear about that for the news tonight. Don't worry about them, man. Really have the reason. That can't go on here, so. But it's fantastic how you know, Jamaica is the best place on earth to live, me tell you, man. I lived in Schaumburg, Illinois for 27 years. I went to Northwestern University, and I do radio at Northwestern for many years. And Carlton will tell you, because I got the pioneer reggae promoter. I was the first person to bring Burning Spirit to Chicago. That's Joseph Hill and Culture, I got their first visa to come to America. I've been in, you know, Freddie McGregor, I brought him to Chicago the first time he come. And when I started creating the Reggae Walk of Fame, Freddie McGregor said, you cannot be in the country, you have to be in Kingston. And he said, how is it going to benefit the people in the music industry? And he said, Freddie, do you remember that I was a, and he said, I'm not even a part of the music industry. He said, Freddie, who brought you to Chicago the first time you come? It seemed like I was more in the industry while you were learning how to sing, so that I was the one who actually
put you on stage in Chicago the first time. So you have to draw back in anything and say, ah, yes, a true Rasta black. So I said, then, if we put the Reggae Walk of Fame in Kingston, you will not attract as much visitors as if it's on the North Coast. And it's all about making money for the artist, artist dying, and not to bury in a while like a corner.
Yes.
And nobody remember the artist, and the artist was a big artist and broke.
Yes.
So all of these things we have to deal with them. Not you, Mr. Coffee.
Yes.
No, you don't agree with me, and I why you come on.
You get a little chance to interject. We have to meet here every Saturday, Russ Black, because there's a lot of things that we are trying to put together, and this is where it begins. And thank Mr. Zuckerberg to make this all possible, and all of the media people, them, and BTR and all of them things, who kind of really set up technology. We have to give thanks and praise for that too, because otherwise we're straddling the globe right now, and we have Twilight's Rich in London with the Queen, and we have Russ Black and Russ Manasseh in Jamaica. We have the Honorable Carlton Coffey in parts of Florida there. And, of course, we have our Living Truth in New York, the Apple, and me somewhere in the bush somewhere. So this is an absolutely wonderful, wonderful moment here. And, of course, we have folks listening to us from every other part in the world. And I want to say also my little sister, a stalwart of a woman joining the team, Sister Camille, I mean, wow, I'm telling you, our offer burn up the place, but we love that. And she's also joining us, bringing in women issue. One of the things we talk about on Sunday is some of the not too wonderful things going on throughout the world too, but in particular in Jamaica, the abusive, the sexual abuses, big time, that we have to cry out sometime on the radio, because things not so nice with a lot of the women them in Jamaica. Our time growing up, the kind of sexual abuses, the incest that go on and ting, it has come back for aunt us, a lot of us now. The sister herself has been raped, have been abused, and even when our abuser, even when she came to the United States, the abuser come here and rape her again. And our sister has been too. So me I talk about big thing, and a whole heap of we so raped that we can't talk about it yet, or we find means to keep it down. But we need to flush this out of our system. Also, we need the women them in Jamaica who are banned them belly, because the politics thief where them pick me and murder them and slaughter them. We need to get a forum, which is what part of what we are doing, help the women cry, to get to those women where them can really ball and stop ball until them cleanse themselves. And we also, if it at all possible, maybe them no matter, but this politician who is responsible to lay in the dirt all of our children, the many children that them slaughter to be in them, keep them political power. I mean, them supposed to pay for that. Them supposed to get called out. Them supposed to be brought out and paid for it. And our woman is supposed to be able to free themselves. Some woman in Jamaica about 4 or 5 picnic. That no right. The politician them know them can. A friend of mine tell me, and bear with me here. A friend of mine tell me so that he was a part of a group. You know, we had the Brigadisco them, and a certain person big time in other politics. Big time in other politics. Come in and say, oh, you are part of a certain group now? Hey, we deal with you later. The man not do nothing, you know, more than in other community. I try work with the youth them because it's a particular project that was happening and he brought that came this particular big person. When we say huge in Jamaica, we mean humongous in other politics. And him order the man for no, him not know the man from Adam. The man never do him nothing. But because he was of a particular group that went to Cuba to do the Brigadiscos and all them people, they get a whole heap of bad name for all of the good things that them set up in Jamaica, all of the project, them Nannyville, De La Vega City, and all of those houses were built through that project. And in about 3-4 day time, somebody was sent to his house, and it's just by mere chance why that man is living today. By somebody had asked him to pick some fruit to bring it, and he had just left his house when the person come pick him out. Simple as that. Now, this person, this big, humongous person, that's what he does. And a whole heap of them do it. So a whole heap of Jamaican mothers and fathers, I may talk about mothers in particular, because the fathers, them, we never hear too much about the gun woman, them. But the fathers, them, need to sit down and get together and screw politicians. You know, screw politicians.
Screw.
Oh, forget. Sorry.
Well, you know what, Isaac, I tell you what's going on in Jamaica. I'm getting ready to start a program called MAW, Man Against Whigs. You understand that?
Okay.
This one?
You know, Man Against Whigs. You know, say, in Jamaica, the wig expensive. And when they go and buy this false hair and put on him and the nail polish and the bashment clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And if the man go out and juggle the money if he dress up the woman like that, the woman then beat them in the ear. They listen to a program in Jamaica, one man they complain or a minute the woman. The man they get so licked. And he can't leave the woman because of him out, and I know if he's going to stay there and take a lick.
The woman,
if you stay there and then go to a funeral, it's a bashment at Jamaica when you go to a funeral. It's some high heels and some fishnet stocking and some wig long like white people here. Mr. Man, if you see them, and then the man have to support, that's not have to go rob to support the wig. So me say, oh man, you have to lick up against the wig and the fishnet and them bashment thing because we can't afford it. Me glad of my queen humble.
Yo,
Mr. Carlton,
me see, well,
me plan to start video funeral.
Well, Anna. Me say man who said I'm a ras. I fight an X man. They don't know why I'm a fight an X man. Right? And I get a pass in a party rider. Right? And I'm either pan the party rider all the way. And me say to myself, watch that. Look at that.
Yes. And you know,
the same man, them, you know, where a fight against them own ancestors, you know, because not how we come through white ancestors as well as with African ancestry. I will still fight against the white man as the white man this and the white man that. Right? Yes. Our ancestors go to migrate to the white man country
and children with the white man, daughter, and so we come along the line. And then now, you see the man there in Europe, on tour, and who depend on him, a white man.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then the mortar and blood fire white people. And you know me, some do a lot to me. It's the four people in Jamaica are the worst prejudiced people upon the face of the earth.
And Muta Baruka start Black History Month. And from Black History Month start, I want different countries. They call me Asta White when we go to Bingy.
You see, Asta, let me tell you something. Mouth cut class, so it makes you say anything. Someone I'm going to say anything.
I say segregation in this, you know?
Yeah, because it's the same thing. Me and Denry Morgan, the father of Morgan Heritage, we done talked about that 2 years ago, you know, to unite Rasta community. You know. That means say the Bobo Shanti supposed to can able to reason with the 12 tribe man and reason with the Bingi man and the you understand?
Yeah.
12 tribe man is supposed to close them gate pana Bobo Shanti because he's a Bobo Shanti or Orthodox or 12 tribe, you know, or whatever. He's not supposed to close the gate. The gate's supposed to be open because the house of the Almighty is always open. So why?
The most I ever run a wire fence.
No.
True that.
No, because
the,
one say,
the
earth is his. Exactly, one order. You know, everybody has a slash eye. So,
hold on, Honorable Coffee. You know what? It's the same divide and conquer system. Although we make the leap to get our Rasta community together, some of the same divide and conquer system still getting of us with power.
Yes.
That's
yes.
What segregate us there, because it's disgustingly disgraceful to see that Rasta man don't just have Rasta vibration rather than 12 tribe and 8 tribe and 15 tribe, because a Babylon system that same way.
You happen to that type. They were more radical. You see what happens, that you see when they did not obtain the knowledge as they obtain today. Yeah, like you hear Ross Black say, you have Rasses today that you have to bring them certain things because of the mere fact that they cannot read or write. They do not know how to really go about certain things. Yeah, because they were stuck in the dark ages. Yeah, that is the whole thing right now, that it is causing a big downfall where the whole organization is concerned. Yeah, yet still, I get to overstand when they all go to Shashamani, they all gather together. So why not do it same place, have the same kind of behavioral pattern here in the West? See what
right.
I'm saying? We are divide and rule, because even the other day, there was a politician lady over here on the Labour Party government who used that same divide and rule term, which caused a big thing. A big uproar right now in England. See what I'm saying? That whole divide and rule method, she applied right across the board to every white people.
Yeah.
Which in reality, what they are saying is that she should have said some white people. Yeah? Because for paint everybody with the same brush, it's kind of messed up, really. You know,
exactly.
Because as we were saying earlier, there are people out there, we have white people, China people, Indian people. Like we say, His Majesty, they don't come tell us, until the philosophy that all one race up here and another. So we need to apply this across the board. Yes, there are division among houses. Yeah, and this should not go on, period. But at the same time, you have the seed of corruption. And what is the seed of corruption? It is capital. Because what means that, tell the truth, I see no more organized set of Rasta than 12 tribes.
12 tribe are some of the most organized set of people from what I can see, where movement is concerned, where Rasta is concerned. Yeah? Because even here in England, their organization are more moving forward than the rest of the organization that is here. So this is the whole thing. We all need for us organize and centralize like His Majesty said. That's what He said we supposed to do. Not create, not water the same seed where Rome sold a long time ago amongst the people. Yeah? And once we can do that, we'll be on our way. But the thing is, even Jamaica, the youth, them get division through politics.
Yes.
Yeah? Anything where them can use to divide us, that's what they do best.
And we're not to fall in the trap.
No, we have to try our best to lick with that division here. And know so well, boy, yeah, you know what? We are look straight ahead. Focus on the goal. Don't worry about, because you see one thing with we Jamaican, we love short-term things. We not think long-term. Very few of us think long-term. Yeah?
That's why they're penny-wise and pound foolish.
So this is has been our method of operation for decades now. We need to change all of this, and change is coming because I see change in many aspects, but I also see the devil gain strength because in Jamaica, like Mr. Wright, you know, a dance all run things. The derogatory lyrics we are telling people, them, and just like the king I tell you just now about the ladies, them we are come a funeral, and it's no more funeral, but them want the most expensive thing for God's funeral. And them kind of thing, the guards and the gully side, the you know, we have to try to let go off of them thing there and see Rasta with your life. And how we are going to go about this? Like I said, the drums them for coming out of the community so that the youth them can go back to the foundation of the thing. Yeah? Because a tree without root can't survive.
Exactly.
So there are changes. Changes are made gradually, slowly but surely, and with our persistence. Even just being here talking about it and want to hear about it. Because remember, you know, Marcus Garvey say even when he's gone, you know, the master and the brother Fee ain't gone away, you know, 10 million more Marcus out there.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Eve there, so she had to show. I will leave Dr. Eve there too. Mm-hmm. But like she said, we need to enforce this Dr. Eve where I come here now. Empower her with something more stronger than what Dr. Eve now have, which we are at the moment, because our foreparents never have the things that we have, you know.
Yes, brother.
No.
Yeah? Okay. Even if you sit here, right, who didn't know, say, we going to be here tonight, holding this conversation? None of us.
You know, our parents really have the word. That's all in the devil.
Yeah, but at them, at the word. Yeah, but they gave it to us. They gave it to us.
Right.
And so we are utilizing it in the best way, you know how.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Right. So this is it. With Depp on the way, me hear Ras Blacks doing tremendous works. I can see Dr. Eve work because me there saw as an artist in England. And me there saw and like me. So when me come see, the fire put out almost. Yeah? And me come in, you know, and with other Ras. Because even recently, another Ras just come from Jamaica that was a member of Sizzla Kalanji, them house. And if I'm doing some work and to go forward, I will call him and say, all right, come strengthen me upon this work, yeah. Most of the time when me do show, is not a money show, me, though.
Is that, yeah? is that Junior Negus?
No, it's a union Jatope from Judgment Yard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chop Chop.
No, I've never heard of him. What you talking about? Me not really link with Judgment Yard. I'm saying that there's one of the members from Judgment Yard that is present here in Birmingham.
Yeah.
But we're ionized concern as Rasta. You see, when we see a Rasta works, because I buy your works, me judge you, you know, my lord. I don't pass judgment on no one.
My lord, I'm Birmingham,
No, I'm in Bristol, which is which is the main slave port. All of the slave ships that will come to England come through Bristol. You know that?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay, Bristol will have very heavy piece iron history. Yeah, I don't know what, because when I come to London, I come originally linked with Stargate Studio. Yeah, and them Luton Fire used to work for before him leave and go Jamaica. Because my first tune go on a compilation, Luton Fire, Earl 16, Action Fire, the whole of them used to on it. Yeah? Even when I didn't even know Sir Earl 16 did still a thing when me come to England. Because right now, even Frankie Paul, enough artists there in England right now. Yeah, because enough of the man them say, boy, Jamaica is afraid for God, Jamaican. This is the whole stigma that is attached to Jamaica. But yesterday, when you go down to Montego and Negril, which is the first resort area, it's so highly protected by the same government when they protect the people and we're down in Jamaica, where you hold up Jamaica. Yeah? But yeah. And if you go up a Cherry Garden, because I have no friends who live uptown. Yeah? If you go up a Cherry Garden, Barbie can know all of them places. They're so highly protected. But yes, why they get up can't get the same kind of
protection
treatment.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying. The whole of this need to change. And the only way to go change is through the eyes of Rastafari. Yeah? True Rastafari, because enough man, like I said, them stop, them are no wolf no more, them are hyena now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. So I and I have also depend on our P's and Q's at all times. Not only thinking about the ghettos of Kingston, but there's other ghettos in Jamaica as well. Otherwise, I'm Kingston because I hear Bonnie Wheel and make a talk one at a time. You know? Yeah? And when he talk, he only talk about the youth in Kingston. Yeah? Well, let me tell Uno this and tell the world this. You see, these people, them where they are Kingston. And the same, come, enough of my grand aunt them and grandparents, you know, were coming to Kingston, come reside. A country them come from, come to Kingston, you know.
Right.
Yeah, and enough of them youth they were in Kingston have family in the country, we have land in the country, and can go plant them land. Because, it's Jamaica, we want him, one the man them to know as well. I and I are so blessed that if we drop a seed, certain place in Jamaica, it grows. Yeah, so why is it that? Because enough time I sit and I tell you what, today day, a man that living in the hills of Jamaica, living off the spring and living off the ground is 1 million times better off than I that is sitting right here in England.
Yeah,
you remember that? Why? Because them have a little thing we are going on right now where a lot of people don't up to standard with, you know. And me post, I think, on Facebook yesterday on my fan page, and me I say, watch out for this new world order here. Yeah? People who analyze it and question it before. Because the people, them are tag man, you know. Like how them are tag animal in the wild with their microchip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And them thing they are going right now on earth, you know, my lad. For you to pass through the airport America, you have to look through, you have to give them your iris. You have the passage to your soul, you know, my lad.
Yeah. Rastafari.
Seen?
Right now in Jamaica, the electoral system and the government now, through them borrow a lot of money from IMF, every Jamaican have to have an ID from they come out of the hospital when they're born, because the taxes, what they collect from everyone now, we pay up them debt to PJ and Siaga and them man they borrow. And we don't know where the money is.
Manipulation then, that, my lad. Manipulation that. There are many other countries in the world who owe money to the IMF. Right now, big things in Europe because even Greece just buy us a whole lot of money for the IMF. Them attack them over there? No, them not attack them. There is the barbaric system behind people trying to divide and conquer, and they are doing just that because those microchips that is installed in you, controlled by satellite, they know every movement, they know everything that you do. Yeah,
that's why I tell the Rastaman them, say, look here, we can't hide anymore. Them watching us from every corner, every angle.
Where
so when you talk
about
us, you're in Babylon, then they watch me.
Them doing it right now to the youth, them where I come from prison over here. Yeah, because them can't human rights. As can to them, them human rights anyway. Don't allow you to take it if You know, want to take it. If you fall up as a victim in them system, they will automatically give it to you. But this is that tag, my lord. This is that new world order. This is more serious than any other things right now that is going on in earth. Yeah, because once you can't go to the toilet without Babylon or say they are the toilet, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even now, the other day, when me and my, one of my brethren was reasoning, which is very into technology, and we was debating about this new technology they call it nanotechnology. This something get it power source from anything organic. Nano meaning small, so small it is not visible to the naked eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they are already installing it in the iPhone 4. Aya, me I tell you, dread be.
Yeah.
Earth are on red. Yeah, I and I have to be aware of these things. Because if we are not aware of these things, you're going to fall victim and Jah. Only Jah know, me I tell you.
And the most I give you the brains, if you steady up yourself and steady up the economy and steady up the world. And I just sit back and say, oh, we're not getting involved in our politics. So we have to do something. But anyway, you know what I would like before the hour run out again, and we have to go restart. And I need to look at even tourism. Tourism, Jamaica is built now on tourism. The strongest economy are foreign earner for Jamaica is tourism. Every one of us know who come into Jamaica and when they come in. You know, like every one of us have friends who come into Jamaica or know of somebody, a friend going. And because I get it all the time on my internet. I have connection. American Airlines just now, as a matter of fact, early this week coming up now, we're going to get a code. So anyone want to book through the Rastafari Chamber of Commerce can book, and then we meet them at the airport. We get them to the accommodation, and we take them to different Rasta attractions. Give them music, give them everything, and then send them forward. Take their money when they come, you know, because that's what we're all about. When you come, we show you what you want to see, and you pay, and everybody have a good time. So we want to create this avenue so we can do the trade. Whatever the item need outside of Jamaica, and we can source it and get it up to you. And you, for example, you know, and then same way, vice versa. So we have to build our own economy now. We have to build it. Don't let, you know, the politician them don't fool you up already. But through internet, we don't need them. Right now, the reason I'm pushing for internet to be in every community center, so every community can have their own community radio station, which is internet streamed. And with the fund that's set aside for that and the money they eat it out, that's what I'm strong on. I'm lobbying every day about it to get community radio stations going. Can you imagine Albert Town in Trelawney? People in the diaspora from Albert Town or from Flatbridge, where you sell Staropol and Kneesbury. You know? You can live from Flatbridge and people are listening all over the world. And people are comfortable. Yes, King.
I don't cut you, but I mean, we know say we can't stop the way we are, but it seems to be a very big problem. We have to address because we see bigger movement for Guan, even where England and Ethiopia is concerned, and that's what stopped the movement from going on like about a few years back. Yeah. Funding. Why is it that people always seem to have a problem with funding?
Things die.
Especially like funding always go missing once it get to a point or something always go wrong with your phone in this concern. Why? Why can't
as far as
trust? Yeah, go on.
All right.
Now, what I have to do, and I present this to the Bingy girls, we have to use the established banks and work individually, whereas I met with Jamaica, what do you call, JN, Jamaica National. They had a thing called the Affinity, where everyone opened up an account, but it linked to the Rastafari Chamber of Commerce then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, each person will hold their own account, but when at the end of the year, Jamaica National will add up all of our interest and match it 15 or 20%.
Wow.
So that 20% now will go into the organization. But each individual account stay intact because it's your individual account, just as appreciation for all our people in our group banking in one bank. Now, that way, we can't have a man say, I'm a Rasta today and tomorrow and trim up and say, oh, I'm a Rasta and thief the money. Because we see that happening all the time and we forgive them because I'm a Rasta. You know? Right now, we're raising up money.
Hold on. Speak up in. Some of them say they're a Rasta. But like Yahshua Christ said, woe unto them that say they are Jews, or they are not, or they are the synagogue of Satan. The same thing within Rasta community. You have man who say them a Rasta, long natty upon them, wrap around them 90 times, and them still not right.
You know Rastafari, you know what happened to? It's like I went to Rita Mali and said, Rita, we need a Rastafari care center, and the best place to put it is on the land that Bob Marley buy, and we have a tabernacle on it now in Scotts Park. She agreed, we met there, and I had the architectural drawing done and everything. And you want to see the rest of my name, they call her Rita Mowley, and Bonafide upon arms house, yeah, Ethiopia, that for and Rita said, look here, I'm on the Africa, I try to clean up certain areas and things, my contribution to the continent. Want to come to Piano Way and come and make go do it together. Don't wait on I to Piano Way if you come out here. When you come, because you don't have 10 wives. Because we have a youth and down in here, Ister J. Him go there, same run it red, man, and come over with the AIDS and drop it with some people down here. Too. You know, see?
And what?
So, yeah, man, they want five. They want their whole mug like a fella Cote with their whole bus load of wife. I saw the yard, man.
Vagina, papa.
Yeah, tell them one of the portion of wife. So they go down there and get sick and come back. And so and I raise money for all the priests of woman. Now I left Jamaica. Rasta. I mean, we have a big priest. I want the Irish iron. Go down there and come forward and say, oh, Jamaica, nice. So at them levels there they go on. So anyway, when one of the rats come from Westmoreland, I mean tell you Rastafari, I'm a Rastaman, I had a bingy or a bubble or them thing there. I'm a Rastafari, I don't separate. So this bingy man from Nunga Bay Road of Westmoreland named IV Rasta. IV cuss and cry about asked about the work when he won, what do you mean, you know, arms those with that Ethiopia. And we need visa to go there, you know. We can't go there freely either. We need visa to go to Ethiopia. You say, no, I'm going to wait until I don't need no visa to go. So, a little more. They said, Bridget, you know, burn a fire upon the care center. Go to a Montreal market and want you chop him up and you have to go to the Babylon so I go get patch up. I'm still looking at that. If you have your own thing, you can mend you up. And you burn a fire upon that. So, at them thing, they go on Rasta. So I know, you know, Bonafide up and he call me Asta White, me say Asta Red, Gold and Green too.
Well, my thing was still is that, like me say, you say Jamaica, his man still never passed Jamaica, you know, Jamaica, he get most of the glory where him get, but him come to earth. Now them time, they are Jamaica, him get it. And if we not build, we own house,
we cannot leave, go somewhere else and build houses. Yeah? See, a foundation that is built cannot be divided or destroyed. See, my lad, so on that note, where he's talking about, he not really see division. Yeah? Because Jamaica have to get sorted out in order for we to say, right, you know what, we are going to set Africa. Because we can't go Africa with nothing, you know. We can't go Africa and not, you have to have at least education. If you know, so well, boy, yeah, you know what, I'm going there to be an architect or a computer programmer or
even a baker
or a cook. Yeah, but you can't just go Africa, so. So we have to build this first. Even earlier I'm here, you said something about free eye, which was quite astonishing to me, which I'm glad, you know, Jamaica people not forget about free eye, you know. And where the reader is concerned, because I see a documentary on him, I've never really met him in person, you know, where they're talking about the reason for his death is because he wanted to have a radio station, you know, where Rasta's voice could be heard.
Peter Touch, I watch it. Irie FM, it turned out today.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So even today for you, for even have him as the headline or involved in your...
Yeah, man, free radio.
Sure. Yes, sir. So, you know, like I said, we are here and we are doing the work, you know, even though yet some have passed and gone, because recently my uncle sister just passed away about 2 years now, which he has been doing some very good work, which a lot of Jamaican people don't even know about. It's only certain people you touch and say, who's uplifter? And them can say, yeah, man, me know who uplifter is, man. But even in the time when Fidel Castro was taking Jamaicans into Cuba, at them time he went over there. And even his mom rejected him when he came back to Jamaica and saying about Rastafari. He had to leave and go back to their foundation where they started in a place called Aleppo, St. Mary. I don't know if no one knows about all these, a place called Montrose, you know, and that's where he went and resided. And there, bees come and resided with him in the house that he lives. You know, which is quite astonishing to many people. Because, first of all, them say you have to clean for bees come interact with you. You know? So, different, right, you know, like I said, the work is going on. You know, those people did not labor in vain. We are still here buckling on, fighting the liberation. I mean, love it. Yeah, because a lot of these people take claim for and want to get credit for things that they haven't done.
True.
Just like I was here in England the other day, and they were saying, oh, Wilberforce free black people from slavery. You know, when I time people I say Abraham Lincoln stopped slavery in America and all these things, but the people who are actually to be credited for these works, you know, not get no credit, you know.
True.
But one thing I would like Jamaica people to know, if there is any Jamaican listening at the moment, we are kings and queens of this earth. Me not talk about nothing where me hear, and me not talk about nothing where somebody tell me. Go from history, not their story, but my story.
Yeah. So far, right.
And is the thing about that is the problem with our people, where we keep on looking to others, for help and sustainability, which we shouldn't, because somebody tell me, say, if them die hell and a Jamaican say him know a way of get out of hell, him a follow him because he knows there's a way out of hell.
A prison, that go on a prison to, you know.
So,
well, white man see one white brethren, they walk around with the Jamaican, everywhere Jamaican, the white man did it, and the white brethren say, oh, you follow them black people, so I go on, he say, oh, anybody come out there, the Jamaicans, they make a move, me did it.
Okay.
Hey, brother, I know you guys want to hear from Peter Touch. Listen to what Peter Touch has to say. Take a short break and we'll be right back and listen to brother Peter.
What's a bumper clot? What were you saying?
Bumper clot. Bumper clot is one of Jamaica's passwords, one of the most highest potential of culture that relieves the spells of evil.
Why? How?
Well, it's so scientifical. I've been investigating this word so long to find out what these words mean and what they are for, because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with Jah, and the word was Jah. The same is in this time, because so it was in the beginning, so shall it be in these days.
I see.
Well, I was born and raised and grown up in colonialism and exploitation. And hear that, and I heard that, bomber clot, ras clot, blood clot, and every kind of clot you can think of is bad word and indecent language.
Yeah.
And I born come here it in Jamaica, so why is it indecent? So I went on an investigation, and once upon a time, I found myself in some circumstances, held down by some spiritual vampires that my mouth couldn't move, my tongue couldn't shake, my hand couldn't move, and the only thing could make me move is say, move your bumble clot and it's free.
All right.
Yes, sir. And from that day on, I never stopped saying bumble clot.
But, hey, listen, I really want to play that, you know. And when a man, when you really utter the sounds like that, you know, some people want to say, hey, this is disrespectful and that. It is the sound power. You have to look beyond the words that colonialism has brought us to, why we can't express ourselves in the way, because of the boy, I ain't listening to her because she curse or she do that kind of thing. It's the same colonial hole, or somebody have that hole where we can't freely express ourselves in a way that we see fit, not by what some other somebody set up some hierarchy or some other folks set up for us how to behave, you know. So that's a real good. That's a
free,
real.
I free them free that word.
Because of them give it English, you know. Whenever I come here, not English.
That's true.
And them give it English, and when time them hear them sounds, they come out away. They make them wonder, and when them analyze it and see the power of it, that's why they put law against it.
Oh boy.
Because certain words,
you know, the same record, the same music slipped through in my playlist.
Uh-huh.
you want to see some Christian show up at the studio door, you know?
Woohoo!
I say, who are that? I say, sorry.
should I give them a one-way ticket to Rome?
We tell him, sorry, man. Can they really be called Broadcast Commission?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you see, they are blinded. It's just veil over the face me I talk about, where our people in Jamaica is so caught up around even the same Christianity, so-called Christianity, because the origin of Christianity is not in Rome. And the Roman Empire right now govern the whole of the churches them in the West. Yeah, and the sooner people realize that and take down certain little things from around them, is the more better off they'll be. Because if you look at Rome, in those times when Pope Constantine changed all these things and gave them Christianity, up to this day they are still living it, and that's why Jamaica is in the problem that we are in today. Yeah, because that sort of behavioral pattern or that sort of Christian way of life, they come to a point where they are stuck. Yeah, and most of them, what they call them backsliders, are some of the most dangerous set of people in Jamaica. Yeah, which there is education beyond. A lot of people stay stuck with the Bible. They never looking at nothing else but the Bible. His Majesty come tell us that the Bible is the rallying point for I and I. But there are many books out there for I and I to edify and I self with. where our history and our people is concerned. Because as I was saying earlier, tree without root have no sense of direction, no sense of purpose, and no sense of being. And that is the major contributor to our people in our yard right now. And when it comes down to Jamaica, like me say, me not go leave and clean somebody else's house, you know. And my own dirty, you know. Yeah? So that's why most of the time when I address situations, and my house, me try to get the situation, I mean, and my house, me try to address and highlight and try to regulate them. And, you know, get certain things fixed. Because if we not do that, we are going to be in a problem. Yeah, car seat there right now, we in a problem. Can I ask you something, Ras Blocks?
Yes, King.
Where the Jamaican Reggae Music Archive is concerned, do you know about the whereabouts of it? I should say the JBC Archive catalog.
Oh, wow. You know, even Mama Joy, Free Eye Queen, was trying to get some Free Eye tracks. And from the archive, I can't find any.
Suppose I tell you, say, from good sources, that it had been sold to Japan.
Wow.
This is some of the problems that we have.
Yeah, man.
Yeah? One little small man or two little man can get together and make such a move. If it is so, that come on, man. Are we heritage that?
You know.
So this is the whole thing, greed. You know, one man a try line in pocket, and even where I and I is concerned as Rastafari, yeah, and in due time when things manifest in the way it's supposed to, I only hope and pray to appoint the right person who is going to stand up in government with a clean hands and pure heart.
Sure.
Because I have flesh. Me I tell you, say, the arms are flesh. I come down to Jamaica. I was down in Jamaica in 2002. Set up a wholesale and a club in my community where I resided, where I came from, out in St. Thomas. And the same set of people them were in the community, because when I reach the Jamaica, the whole community is dead. Nothing wasn't going on in the community.
Sure.
And I set up a wholesale and a club. And in doing so, I employ people. I could employ my family. Them, you know? I have enough family in Jamaica. I could call and say, all right, no come work. I employ the people them in the community. And it's the same set of people, man, the politician who drove me out of that community.
Yeah, man.
Because what? Them say me show off and me come and live foreign lifestyle.
They don't like that, man. Jealous.
So these are some of the obstacles in our way. We're experience. Because them say experience come through wisdom. Yeah. And I learn a whole heap of things where my own people them is concerned. That even though I'm not throw a stone behind me. And I would never give up on them. But I'm just saying we need to change our ways and our attitude towards we own.
Yeah, man. Be cautious. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we all need each other, you know. Like I said, we don't even know the number of people. We have people from Switzerland, Jamaica, never Switzerland, all the way. Every corner of the world you touch. Jamaica have an influence. A boy named David Starkey the other day when they riot over here. Them say, oh, this pot war, oh, it have an influence on our people. And they so intimidated by pot war. But yet still, people love it.
Sure.
So it's only a few people who feel intimidated by us, and those few people are the ones who are trying to do their best to keep us apart, to tear us down. But with the powers of the Most High, we know so well, boy, that not going to happen. We just have big few people in Jamaica. Stop love up things so much, you know? Love your brother next door. Don't make politicians influence if you go over there, if you go kill him or if you go kill two men, if you intimidate them, if you vote for them. Because tomorrow, man, the same politician I send back for you to put you in prison.
Man.
Or send them come kill you.
Yeah, man. Take back the gun, too.
And like I heard you said earlier on in the interview about people in America, especially America, because me not going to tell no man say gun not in England, you know. But they do not have such a serious gun culture as America.
True.
Yeah? And with the right next door there. So all of the man them and the woman them who are send gun to Jamaica, them thing they need to stop because we not kill off no one else, but we won. No man now go out there go shoot down another nation, you know. Jamaica one small little place, you know. And that me keep on tell people. Them think it is so big. It's a small little place. And if we can unite together as one, as a people, you know how powerful it is?
Tell them that every day, Rasta.
So me, I beg the people then please, because I know they are so for put down no one or for curse no one, you know. Yeah, I know they are for edify and uplift, hoping that it will lead to liberation. Yeah, because lot of people in Jamaica, when I was doing my CD, I get it mastered down in Jamaica. Yeah, even though I make most of the tracks here, receive tracks from Jamaica as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mastered it in Tough Gang. I get it down at Laser Works. Yeah?
Sure.
And when while I was there to get the booklet done, I was waiting on someone to come from the United States for about almost 2 months. To come and fix a Xerox machine in Jamaica so this thing can go ahead, which should not be. A country with over 18 million people, but yet still there's not one person there who can take on this task. No,
me
not feel that. We're too smart for that, we're too clever for that. So me ask, especially these leaders, God, and from the White House. Wanna stop oppressing Jamaican people them man. I mean you push and make a statement the idea because I would if I youth down in Jamaica fall victim down there to the police them because America and England deport them home. Yeah? Enough of them me now go say all of them do right, but enough of them and all of them down there kill people and rob people. But them call them the deportees. America call them aliens and a fool people come call them same one come call them deportees. Yeah?
And which send them and send them out. Give them
exactly.
A team and send them out.
Send well some of them then send home with nothing. Then take away everything with them have and send them home.
No,
yeah?
When they reach the when they reach somebody arms them up and send them out.
See what I'm saying? So this is the thing, them fall victim again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so this is me. Your poster make a statement the ideas about them sending home them youth to nothing, taking away everything them have and send them. She's like, she has to not send them back come here with nothing because you send them come terrorize the people them where they are. Where, you understand? So this is the
it
thing.
Is true.
I'm not saying that if somebody though, at the end of the day, I will make the whole of the shower man them. At the White House make them, you know, at the Labour government, by the CIA government, you know, them create the shower
man.
So the seed them sow them, the seed where them sow them are reap. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But
send
them can't
them.
Paint them with the same brush. And the whole of borders where them are create a try stop Jamaican people from establishing places. Like you say, England most of all, who we are a part of the colonial system. But yes, still them need visa to come to England. Yeah? Them stop Jamaican a Rastaman can't say, well, boy, me I go Ethiopia and I catch a flight from Jamaica for go Ethiopia. Yeah? But yes, still the Prime Minister, the Prime Minister in St. Vincent open up passage to people to leave and go from his country to Ethiopia.
Ralph Gonzalez.
Exactly.
So this is what I'm saying. We need to stop all these division amongst ourselves. Fight for our people, fight for our thing. These are the people who put you in power. See, Edward Siaga, they don't know how people can even think about for vote for labor rights in Jamaica. Although he's not a politician. But me, them doing wicked things in that. I mean, I tell the two partners do things, you know. But the things I see labor government doing here. Remember, I tell you this even at the last thing, take with the poor people, the money can't go to the bank. Yeah? Them something there is wrong. If a man there in England and America and I work all the days in life and decide say he want to go home to like a pension now and he look at the government gone with it. Come on.
Rough man.
So I and I depend on this constant struggle. Always on the battlefield all the time. Our ancestors before us was on the battlefield and here we go again. Still on the same battlefield. I try and make it better for the generation that is to come. So
yeah.
I and I need to get out of this after Blair thing. Yeah, and stop throwing money in a collection plate at all, but we need to pay people to save our soul. And I don't need no one to save to do that. I am in the Father and the Father is in I. No one come unto the Father but you. I represent the Most High. So when you see I Father.
I tell you what,
like Dr. F, sometimes I don't even like to get in these, but we Jamaican people, because Jamaica have a big influence on the world, you know. Jamaica have a big influence on many Caribbean countries, right now the Caribbean, you know. You think I can get deported and come to Jamaica, not Jamaica? Because I'm down Brooklyn and because I'm a spa with a set of Jamaican and police pick him up and him talk patwa, him try to talk the patwa in Jamaica. Don't know where to go.
Yeah. That's
true. I know a shop right now in some Pakistani man. The man, some never visit Jamaica at the end of their life. The man make all patwa to put Jamaica on it and hell.
Yeah,
what Jamaica can do on that? When I tell me I say Jamaica don't even own the name Reggae Boys. Me say some man down in Africa register the name. Them something they are killing.
Wow. Yeah, man.
Yeah?
We have a government one that's smart.
What the government, the people put you in power, the people put you there for a reason. Like you say, I heard you said something earlier on about because I remember a friend of mine, he was in the custom, he's a custom officer. He's a worker out of the Europe. And I heard you said something earlier about the exchange, about trading. You know,
sure.
which is quite interesting because at one point in time, I was talking to some people over here that are quite, because England sells enough Jamaica food, you know, and deer too.
Yeah.
One bottle of pimento seed, me send me Mrs. Gota Road go buy yesterday. I must about 3 pounds for a bottle of pimento seed, one little something of pimento seed.
Wow.
Yeah? Caribbean food is because it is considered organic food.
Yeah, man.
Not only that, most of the food that they are getting here now is genetically modified. Yeah. That's why you have all kind of mad cow and foot and mouth and all kind of story.
Yeah, man.
Food is. Them food corrupt. Yeah, so the food from the Caribbean. As a youth, I grew up, I say there was a farm, that farm, Julie Mango, out in St. Thomas, a place named Roselle. Yeah, and right now, those are the mangoes I see coming here in box. Them don't even wait till them fit. Them pick them young. Yeah?
Yes.
So, I tell you, say, it, and then put them in the shop and then sell. Some say have to pay £1.30, £1.50 for a mango. You know? So I said to myself, what is Jamaica? Jamaica benefit from all of this? Yeah, a little bit of taxes may go on here. But I'm sure that the government of Jamaica should be able to sustain this market without having to say, well, boy, I mean, I say no good for a private man, take it over, you know. Or if they might have a percentage in night or whatever, but we need to dedicate ourselves or more to our things, the more farming we are going,
down in Jamaica. One time me down there a beer, chicken leg, me see I come from America, all kind of part of chicken, me see I come from America. When one to the local produce. Nobody want the local produce no more. Them don't know the local produce more better than the mass production we are coming out of the country.
No, you see, yeah, no. Them get so Americanized. Them lazy. Them don't want to do nothing. Them want the street. Them just want to get everything. Them don't want, you know. Them see their mother and father slave. Them don't want slave. Them want everything from America. Because them get so Americanized and you know, them kind of thing there. And them thing there, you know, it just a mash up the country more and more.
Of course. Because they not support the local people, the local farmers who are farming the stuff in the country. When farmers can do with it? See, Coronation Market there. I don't know if it is still active at the moment. Is it still active at the moment?
The Coronation Market?
Yeah, because the riot where they go on about Civilic Yard.
No, man, that's still going, man. The Coronation Market now moving up. That is forever.
My lad, a Coronation Market, my grandfather there and my grandparents, they buy land all the time, you know.
Yeah.
See, the Coronation Market, they were yesterday, you know. So don't take it lightly, you know. Yeah? So this is what I'm saying. Is it still active at the moment?
It's still active, man.
Right. So you see, this is the thing. People need to get all these things more expand out in Jamaica.
It's sugar foot market. Them things are still active, man.
Okay. So the whole thing come back to like where I said, we need to get this thing out of our head, my lad. Low the American thing, because them getting them whole heap of American chicken there. Them a get whole heap of things, and there's the chicken them a get. Yeah? And if them know the long-term effects, if them know, you know, say the other day made the government over here, because them fire a brother resigned the other day from government, you know. Can't come tell them, say, ganja is more benefit. There's more benefit from ganja than alcohol and tobacco, you know.
I'm
going to resign because in that statement. You know? Yeah? And this man is a scientist. We are doing research for the thing. You see how long now? Yeah? Look how long the Rasta man has used herb. But yet still, it's only now after they lock up a machine, man in a prison street, places like California and certain places.
No. You remember 1979? New York did decriminalize ganja. You remember that?
Decriminalize is one.
Yeah.
But legalize is another.
No. What they do was decriminalize it where if them catch you with a stiff or something like that, you only pay a fine. Right?
You want me to tell you something, my lad? You know, right now, England I grow more ganja more than Jamaica.
Oh, yeah, we know that. Everywhere else I grow more ganja than Jamaica.
Right now, England grow more ganja than Jamaica. And every house, every other house you go, man, I grow ganja in the house of England. England designed that. Yeah? To keep the money in the country. You understand where I come from?
Yeah, America do it too. What am I doing?
The hypocrisy that is behind this whole thing, having even the police them in Jamaica so blinded to what's going on. Yeah? Because them have the people them under pressure down in Jamaica. If a policeman see with a stick in his feet in car, he say, boy, I disrespect policeman. And he want beat you up and he want lock you up. If the policeman see that stick out the road as a rasta man, I burn your stick. And you look at him and say to him, say, well, such and such, Mr. and so, PC, such and such. It's a part of my spiritual sacrament. The only thing when me look for here and tell us to put it out. But if not, beat you up, pack you up, and one can you go in a prison, go lock you down. Yeah? So this is the thing when me I say, my lad, why few with people them? I feel this so hard for few with people them at all times. Why the next set of people, they're more lenient towards them people.
Well,
we need to broke down barriers, my lord. These are the barriers that we need to broke down. Yeah? And treat two people, them, we want to treat people them like dog. And I through the system who pay them to do that, because like we say, like Ras Black say, the governor general who have them influence from the colonial power, and them down there govern. Yeah? And
yeah,
them are governed in a such a barbaric way where they keep on put them foot and a demoralize Rasta, and they can't demoralize Rasta, they might demoralize themselves.
That's all them do. Them think them are demoralized, Rasta, you know. But on themselves, them are demoralized.
Because at the end of the day, you know, no one can stop this a light, you know, my lad. No wicked can put out this a fire, you know. It's only a righteous man can put out this a fire, you know. That me a tell a man, you know. So you see, I and I, the boat, you know, and we're there, so we are do the work. We are done right now. Ethiopia call me more than anything else. Yeah, because even the idea I drilling me up and I say, boy, you must stay over there, not young man. Stay over there. Ethiopia, you come to the work. I say, far right. And I can't go no faster. You know. I do not know what Jano say I have to do, you know. Because Jano will be done, you know.
Exactly.
And I ask Father for that wisdom, knowledge, and that understanding, you know. Yeah? That's when him say move, you know, I move, you know, to discern between good and evil, you know.
Mm.
It's me, my lord. So even though I'm here, I not decide to dwell in Babylon. So me, I say, if they from the outside, so I can show I and I people them the light, but them not see.
Rastafari.
Aye.
Tomorrow, I'm Mama Day.
Mama
today.
Dear, I just tomorrow alone, I'm Mama Day.
She get one day a week, and she get one day a week, Rasta. So tomorrow, fair day.
Yo,
anything Rasta, she want, anything she want, me do me tweet that day. Eh?
We don't have queen about.
So, you know,
so,
I go to a first Sunday today, not you.
I'm to get out of church, please, then first Sunday.
Boy, she lined up, man. You have to carry what church.
Oh, God.
Week before last, me car go to church and me feel like me want to sleep. So me pull up close to her and the people are quiet start laugh. They watch the big man go lay down for his mother. Just because me pull up close to her, they get shuffle up. They put me in, you know, the pulpit, they preach, you know. And the people on the platform, on the choir, they laugh. They watch him asleep. He's ready to sleep on his mother again. Like him a state treatment.
Why are you doing at church now?
Yes, yeah. So, me have a twin brother, and one you sit up on one side, and one up on the other side. And the two usually cuddle up like that and sleep, and mama's in a church.
Mm.
So, the vibes come again the other day, and now my twin brother come down from Chicago. We used to live at Chicago together, you know, and same day, I know, and I love your plan to go at care mama go to church. I mean, I know. You know? I know the eye them conversation so hot. It's like, you know, hold me up all night. I'm going to go sleep in a church.
This special particular day, we're going to remember this forever, because this is where a particular movement or a particular vibration is being created as we speak right now. So you can't go away until 40 minutes time. So
oi, give me a break tonight. No.
Rest block.
No, I've been long already.
You know, from what I mean, up from after 3 or 6 o'clock in the morning in England, you know.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, from them time that me up call me coming on me, I say, boy, I'm come on to Dr. Ivan. She said, all right, come in. I'm come in and me that's so 6 o'clock a man, you know, I'm not sleep yet. So on that note, like
at 12:20 here.
See?
Yo, stop watching clock, man. Shoot.
I'm an eyelid.
So when you coffee, I broke one of the tree there and fix some tea.
You know, so me just go crack some tea in the microwave and out and me don't go drink it, but me want to
keep. Where's the one that
last one? Right. I want to talk without the
Wait, hold on. Warm to the coal fire.
My queen modern.
Your queen modern?
Yeah.
Remember, you know. The first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. Alpha and the Omega.
But still.
You know, remember, you know, I know you're not getting older, we're getting younger.
You know me, eat this morning coffee.
You eat this morning?
I guess I yesterday morning. But it's
you eat this morning?
Yesterday morning, Saturday morning, me always have my bash in my car, see? And this bridging start rusty, I'm early. So the man just put some roast yellow yam and some roast sweet potato and some cabbage rundown. Me tell the Rastafari that whole me and me say me just full up my bash man and just roll that. Me tell her. So the virgin me fill me man thing too. The virgin say, oh, have a yam roast yam. Yeah.
Rastaf.
Yeah.
When you are conversing with Jamaicans, never say you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Say you had breakfast. Or you had dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that I'm going to eat because I want to know where you're there. Where did I eat?
All right. And the Empress, cost too bad, but then it sounds sweet.
What am I eat?
But you know, culturally, Rastafari don't do that.
It's a
true.
That's black. My wife thinking, you know, that's a man talking all the way, making laugh.
You know, so we hear that all the time. That's a, hear that all the time.
That's black. You sound like the queen of hool, you little. I know, the colonial lizard say, hold on, you can't go too far here now. Don't do it a minute, dear. You have to be proper. You know what I'm saying?
you know, say, since she come home to Jamaica, we meet and she come home and she start make regular visit to Jamaica now. And more time, she just bust out in the raw patois and her meeting them, you know, and it's like people wonder, well, she gone to Jamaican stint. So I say stay. But I used to be married to an African American. And she got the patois down pass. She used to fly on TWA. She used to be a flight attendant. And one flight attendant asked her about something, and she said, me no know. And he just confused the white flight attendant and said, what did you say? Me no know. And so I said, Jamaican influence strong.
Hey.
There's a friend of mine which is a pilot for us blacks down in Jamaica. He lives in the Constance Spring area. His name is Raga. Are you aware of his name?
What's his name?
Raga.
Oh, I'm going to fly the plane and land before the other one in New York, and they say, in the flying talk, straight patois. Well, you say, what? Jamaica may come from the man that can't wait. Zim.
Hey, yo, you don't want to know. Now, this man, I prayed to God for 20 years. I'm only 27. I prayed to God for 20 years. All I asked God for a $3,000. So, him decided, come on, right, got a letter. So, he write a letter now. Dear God, I've been praying to you for 20 years. And I'm 27. I don't know why it's taking so long for you to answer my prayer. But somebody tell me, say, if I write you a letter, you will see the letter and open it and seal the prayer. So, here it is. All I'm asking for is $3,000. And then put the letter in our envelope and postmark the envelope with same address as the sender. And in the receiver address now, him have God in Heaven, Heaven Post Office. So he can't go to the post office and get to the postmistress. And the poor woman don't know which part to send the damn letter, so she decided to open the letter herself. When she read the letter now, call the rest of the postal worker and read the letter to them. So everybody now feels sorry for the poor man now. I try to muster up $3,000 for putting on the envelope to send back to him. Only could have come up with $2,500. And put the envelope on him. Call him the next week and tell him, say, yo, you have mail from heaven. Come get it now. And come, man. So, pick up the letter. And when he wrote the letter, I see the money. Look, all the money here tonight. I see the money. He started to say, thank you, God. You finally answered my prayer and go home now. When you go home now, he said, I'm all right, got a letter for telling thanks. In a letter, you hear him now? Dear Lord, I'm writing to tell you that I appreciate and love that you answer my prayer. But only one thing there, dear God. Next time when you write me, send me a registered letter, cause the damn thief, them don't got the post office thief out your hard earned $500 out of the money.
Hey, Carlton. One brother up a Hope Road, right? Where's the Hope Road and Trafalgar Road, that's up.
Yeah.
Always they beg this one lady money. And lady always give her like $100 every day. So one man is shaking on the bread and the woman give her $50. The celebrity said, well, I'm together 50. The woman said, boy, my daughter start going to school now, so I'm going to cut back on yours and balance hers. He said, oh, you deprive me $50? You know, oi, you can't do that, man. You can't take my $50 gear and my $50 gear. He said, who was? So you want top game.
Oh, my God, yes, sir.
He said, hey, one madman was scary. You know, they write a letter to the Chamber of Commerce. Lady, president, go up beside him and say, who are you writing to? Myself. So, the woman say, what is in it? The brother say, yeah, you idiot. Me not get it yet.
He
might go post it. I mean, no, he gets it. Even know why not.
Oh, my God.
Rust blocks.
Oi.
Has any coffee? Has anyone had the privilege of meeting Bedwood?
Sizzler,
they meet him.
Oh no! How does Tony even come from?
Bedwood?
No,
Bedwood. I was baptized him in the healing stream.
Same jump out high tree. Name them say jump out high tree, same that try reach heaven.
Okay.
A long time you hear that.
Yeah, man, because the other day something come up about him over here, you know, and people are saying, you know, from that time, because he was a Rastafarian as well, isn't it?
No, he's a revivalist.
Was he a revivalist?
Yeah, you can't mix them up with our thing.
Okay. Well, I never, I don't really know much about him, but like I said, there was a debate about him over here on the radio, you know?
Because he's a revivalist, he can't be a Rastaman. Because he's a revivalist, he can't be a Rastaman.
No.
Ah.
Really?
what was his sole intention, though?
Hooper, Bedward?
Yeah.
He was a revivalist who baptized people in the healing stream.
Which one of the man them said jump out of a tree claiming that he was going to heaven? Was it Bedward or was it another name?
I not to follow them story. I not know. But the other day when God went out coming up. Only for them go for Blue Mountain, they kind of want to reach God first. Yeah, man. Only for them go up there. And then one politician in Westmoreland named Carl Blythe. That confess that Omar did thief some money. So we say God to come every day we could hear more of them. Just because God will now come, the man will start confess wrestler.
So that's where you see what believe God them do.
Yes.
You can't believe in nothing. You have to know what you know, you know?
God, you know, confess.
Because that is what the church does, you know, tell you, say, believe it. Jesus Christ. He the crucified on the cross. Over here, they take up this big thing, you know, where them celebrate the Easter and them have this egg and chocolate and bunny rabbit. So, me want to know which part that connect with this story where them are telling.
Rastafari. I want to say good night to all of you cool people. It was a pleasure hanging out with all of you tonight.
Yeah, make sure you come forward Saturday. But before you go, Ras, Carlton was not, the Honorable Carlton was not on the phone at the time. So, tell us a little bit about the Indian folks. Them, you say you get your drum from, and if we could really connect with that with a trailer and see how much it be for the just to kick off the program before you get implement your particular whatever you're talking about. Implementing in the community, the youth, them for make the drum, what before that come in. So can you just tell the Honorable Carlton a little bit about that before you go and see if we can hook up with that? Because you're talking about $6 a drum, and you said a drum them well good. This would be definitely a big deal for if we can get some of those.
That's a good deal.
More than a good deal.
Yeah, man, they look good too, and them paint up red, gold, and green, and everything. Can get it in all different colors: Jamaica color, the yard color, and the Jamaica Rasta color. And we sell them on the cruise ship port, and every gift shop sell them. And they come in different sizes. They don't look like being more like a djembe. From
yeah.
Africa, kind of drum there, yeah.
Yeah.
But
let me say some of the the Bobo Shanti them with some of them drums too.
Yeah.
I mean, so you can check that out and let us know what is in a container, how much it will cost, after evil. You see, if we're going to do a container, we can do a design and present it to them for them to really probably make that particular design for us, because we want the Francis May Coffee drum to be a unique one too, with maybe special colors or no colors, where the children them can personalize it themselves.
True. Yeah, man, I can really, whoa, sorry, I can really color that up, team.
All right. So we want expedited thing, so we know we'll wait till like next year.
All right,
Rasblas. Yeah, Tarichi. As far as your time go in Jamaica, as you know that we have to pay to play. Yeah,
true.
I hear you saying about
you have to pay a Rasblas for
play. All right. What I'm saying is you're the only radio station that is doing that in Jamaica presently.
Doing what?
We would want the theater play.
Yeah, you see, I don't know, but I hear of people of like give all a man a BMW for drive for a week.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah, because he's not lying, because Ron Mushetkar, I'm not afraid of talk, Ron Mushetkar charged me $60,000 Jamaican dollar for spin one of my tune for IRFM for about 2 times he must have played the tune. Yeah? So me know exactly where I'm talking about. So that's why I'm asking him now if he's the only radio station in Jamaica, because that's one of the major problems in the business. This is why I pay them. The king left me earlier, so they pay now enough to get your music played. So this is the whole thing, you know? The sounds can't get out there to the people. Eh? But anyway, I'll be in touch, Dr. Eve, of your link as well, because I'm connected here with you on Skype anyway. And you say your email address is what? I'll be in touch with the rastafaricc.com.
And the email address is here too. Email address is all over the website. And my email actually is rastblack@gmail.
Gmail.com.
Yeah, man.
Lowercase.
Well, any way you want to put it, yeah. I think most email. But you know what they're doing down here now, Rastafari?
Yeah.
You see the man who burn CD and sell it on the street?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to promote your song, your music now.
Okay.
Give them to some little man who burn and let off. And it's big market, it's big promotion. You know, if you go see some sound man and things, you know?
Yeah. But I know that the reggae music industry right now in Jamaica is situated that way. Like I said, they are not embracing, certain people is not embracing reggae music as much as certain people are. But, you know, you have to search what you want anyway in your life, so.
We need a 100-watt transmitter. We have a 10 now. For the community radio center, but we need 100 watts. If you see any pirate one on the back of a lorry or anywhere, you pick it up here.
Well, all right. What is called a transmitter?
Yeah, 100 watt transmitter.
100 watt transmitter, okay. All right, I'm looking for it. What if a pirate with England?
Nasrallah don't have enough money to give one of them transmitter there.
You mean Nasrallah, Kingston?
Yeah, him see him one. Where that chat shit about time and do it, even though I.
You know? Me tell him, man. Him used to manage Byron Lee, not him.
I'm seeing one. I don't know him, but I don't know him. I don't know him, and he don't know me. And yet, he's
not talking. We see him the other day at Jazz Fest.
Mm.
But you know, when Dr. No was filmed in Jamaica, Chulani and him plays there, Bob Marley was requested to play in Dr. No and him put Byron Lee in there. And him up to now, he said, him regretted.
through him and they managed Byron.
Come on, if you regret, man.
But anyway, good night, everyone.
Yes, guidance and protection, my Lord. Strength in all you do on your journey. See, like I said, we'll link anyway because I'm linked with Dr. Eve. Like I said, she's doing tremendous work where reggae music and Jamaica is concerned at the moment as well. Not just reggae music, but now the Caribbean. And, you know? I'm happy feet and glad to see what I've won. I admire what you're doing as well.
Rastafari, what PhD did Doc have?
Health and education, radiology, and gerontology.
Okay, nice one.
That's a foolishness.
So bright.
No, can't say a foolishness. It helped you in a Babylon, and it helped you get someplace a little bit too. But it will make people tell you enough for cost of raising much too, and that not going to work with me still.
As long as you say fuck, it's all right with me.
Rush Black. Rush Black, before you go. You didn't hear about the three bad mice, then? You don't hear about the three bad mice? Hold on. Three bad mice. And no matter about how bad them is. So the first one say, old master set a trap to catch him. And then put one big piece of cheese to catch him. So you just take off the cheese off right up on the bar, I come down to catch him, just bench press that 300 times and fling with the chop and name the cheese. So the next one say, that you do? And so them give me rat pies and I just crush that snout and get I off it blood clot. The next one now don't drink now like ready for walk out. And say, so where you all go? He said, where you all go? I go fuck my cat and my pussy that.
I get that too much joke in the rest of that. Carlton. Yeah, but the three Jamaicans who the American can't get no work because they're black. The three Jamaican can't get no work in New York because they're black. Yeah, with a Chinese man who they sell pills. $20, I make it white. So one of the Jamaican had $60 with him, you know. So they said, boy, make you try. So the one with the $60 going first and buy a one pill, man, say $20 and come out and white. So the other two say, well, Rasta, make you go turn white, let me $20, $40. Yeah, the white one now. You niggas are always begging.
Listen, we're gonna have a comedic short, you know, because oh my goodness. But
no, we can't tell. No, we can't tell from the year, man. Come on.
I find a little wrong line of duty.
Hear about the Jamaicans in the hell. Satan called God and said, God, some Jamaicans don't drink water in a year and they feel none of the heat. So God said, how come everybody down there in a hell that thing that's supposed to get no water and it's supposed to cool? And he said, Satan said, God, I mean, I don't know what them Jamaican had do, but them man, them all go on the same thing. And pure water, they pitch out of it. And it's young and it's cool. Guess what the Jamaicans, they make a hell. Make air conditions.
Hey, you know, when the condensation, the water, pitch out of our holes. The man, they may drink up all the water, man, and sit back cool. God, they send them up here, man.
Annex, man, give me a similar joke like that, but a different one. Let me say, Satan called God and said, look, nobody send no more Jamaican down here, because pure fire them are bringing down here. I come talk about more fire.
A fire, cool fire, you know. Yeah, man.
Hey.
Yes, my lord. Protection, I.
That's a
it was a pleasure, you know. Give thanks, I.
Good night,
Doc. Safe story to each and every one. You're going out and you're coming in through the powers of the Most High. Yeah. Jack.
Let me sing a song for you, Doc.
All right, darling, go ahead.
So, let me sing a song for you. Come to Jamaica and you'll feel all right.
Oh, no. Black ain't no singer, man. Come on, no.
I know, my God. That's the only line me can go. Yeah, I got no more.
Romantics, anyway.
No, man. She's in love with a Rasta man.
Hey. We've got to write that tune about the rent a dread.
Oh, God.
Did you see the documentary?
No, they have a new. I thought I heard something about that.
Yeah, man, Google it, and you see it.
Wow.
Winterasta.
Anyway, good night, people.
Yes.
Oh my.
Everyone has their journey.
Everybody. We got 14 minutes to go on the show, so we're going to take, for those folks who have not heard Tall in a while, we're going to take a music or two from his album. Let me try and see what we can find here for him.
Rastafari, bless I and I.
Bless.
Negus I. All glory and honors to the highest level.
His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I first.
And Empress Menin in these times.
Man says, come and praise I in the morning. And praise I in the evening too. Praise him when we're up, not down, and when we're feeling good.
So man only know Jah
when him hungry.
So man only praise Jah
when him sick.
Why you only call on him when you don't have no money?
All he asks of you. Hail him continually. Come and we hail him in the morning and hail him in the afternoon. Hail him when we're up, not down. Give him thanks and praise for sun and moon.
His name is worthy. His name is worthy to be praised.
Worthy to be.
Give us long life and length of days.
Tonight was, as you always say, surprise. I mean, really had some big surprise. Had a lot of things done. And this is the most important thing, to get stuff done. And with Russ Black, of course, you are the man who knows, have all the connection in the world. There you go. Richard, are you still there or you went to sleep?
Oh, man, I'm still here. I'm just humble, just learning certain things, you know. So I really give thanks to have me on the program, huh?
You know, you must hook up with Russ Black, you know, because this is where it starts from here.
Well, to be honest, I always hear about Russ Black, but it's the first time I ever really get the chance to, you know, hear him voice. Not talking to him face to face, but literally him over the phone. You know, so it's really a pleasure. So you have to find a way to link him up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
On a face-to-face basis, you know.
Yes, man. Yes. And of course, the Honorable Bad Voice. What you gonna do? What?
Remember, you was singing that song from my interview, you know. Yeah.
Imagine. Maybe, you know, this man is just so honorable. Just listening to his voice bring me so much comfort. When you have people willing to put their heads and their hearts for the sake of our people and for the sake of humanity, you know, you have to respect them, and you have to lift them up. Because they are deserving of that, you know. We don't hero rise. That's not a word. Evelyn Tarita just made that one up. Hero rise our men, especially our men, them, you know, who decide to really step forward and make themselves available for the people. Them, you know what I mean? It is absolutely. I wonder for me, and me hold them and kiss them foot bottom or any part of the world that kiss. But let me take a quick second and give you, let the folks them hear a little bit of Russ Manasseh. I never ever pronounce it right. Let me have to come here. you have to come here more often so we can talk about it. I mean, take long for learning, you know, so let me have to come here for more long. Let's take a listen, and we'll be right back.
Is the youth and helping on
right now? Oh,
Jamaica make we live as one right now. If the youth are not finan, I make we live as one. I make them stop their separation. If the youth are not finan, I make we live as one. For them tired of the frustration. If the youth are not finan, I make we live as one. I make them stop their molestation. If the youth are not finan, I make we live as one. I make them get better education. For too long the youth have been calling. For too long, for too long, for too long. Them have them under bondage far too long, far too long, far too long. The youth them blood have been spilling far too long. A time for we stop the killing far too long. We need some better living far too long, far too long. So the youth are helping on, I make we live as one. I make them stop their separation. The youth are helping on, I make we live as one. For them tired of the frustration. If the youth are helping on. Jamaica make we live as one right now. If the youth are helping on, I make we live as one. I make them stop their separation. If the youth are helping on, I make we live as one. For them tired of the frustration. I want them disunity, it's not build unity. It's like a debt, a deploy to humanity. Come we burn poverty, no more youth not hungry. These birds full of substance and no quality. In the country and in the city, let us come together and build we country. For we don't know what said that we are one family. So let us all sing that song for we want unity. So if the youth are helping on, I make we live as one. I make them stop their separation. If the youth are helping on, I make we live as one. For them tired of the frustration. If the youth are helping on, I make we live as one. I make them stop their molestation. If the youth are helping on, I make we live as one. For them need better education. For every youth, they wanna be a better man. No one who wanna be a worse man. So what's the future for this generation? Politicians come set some preparation. For every youth need food, clothes and shelter. They need schools and training center. They need work to get money to spend, yeah. But first thing the punchline again, yeah. So if the youth are helping on, I make we live as one. I make them stop their separation. If the youth are helping on, I make we live as one. For them tired of the frustration. If the youth are helping on, I make we live as one. Make them stop their molestation. If the youth are helping on, I make we live as one. For them need better education. For too long the youth have been calling. For too long, for too long, for too long this mental bondage. For too long, for too long, for too long the youth that blood have been spilling. For too long, a time till we stop the killing. For too long, we need some better living. For too long, for too long. So, if the youth are helping on, I make we live as one. I make them stop in separation. If the youth are helping on, I make we live as one.
Wow, wow, wow. Yes, my brother. See, you know, we have some folks here who are teaching out the truth. Honorable Coffee, what?
I didn't hear you, Breakup.
I said, you know, we have some people who are really putting out the vibration.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Give thanks, Richard. Bless up us. Bless up us for the work and the sounds and power. Well, Honorable Coffey, I'm going to give you your desire of putting you to bed.
I don't need a bar about bed. I rush black. You want night owl, you know?
Well, Lord, you're just like me today. I mean, I'm constantly working. Make sure that we have this thing out here, man, because somebody have to do it and we're called. And seriously, we have to get it done. I really, really like the idea. Hey, I mean, if we can get this trailer load for them kind of prices there, man, this would be like, wow, is that a blessing or what in disguise? until we're able to set up something that will bring so that the youths them and the young men them coming up and women can be able to bring forth their drum, because it's going to take us a long time before we get a million drum in Jamaica anyway. And that is just the children. So if we have 2 more million people who are going to definitely pick up a drum because of these that we bring in, it's not the ideal situation, but we live in a Babylon and nowhere, nothing not ideal. So if we can get some drum for $6 a piece, and by the time we get things together, you know, one can donate, you know, $50 with, you know, where we get everything with the... putting the plate on it and all of that stuff, and whatever we have to put on it, a donation of $50 would be nice and comfortable. Or maybe even we can get it down a little less so that we are encouraging more people to donate. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That would be, boy, I'm telling you, say, maybe I don't know if I can sleep tonight hearing this, man. Because what we need now is just a person to build up a website for us. So if anybody here in the reach of my voice and believe in what we are believing in right now, just give us a call, and so we can get our website set up for the drums and the kids, them and them off and all of that stuff. I guess we would need to get a programmer to write a program. So as soon as the names are up, like have all of the kids' name on the side. So once somebody donate a drum, it automatically sign a child's name. Or they could pick a child's name out of the list that is available for drums. Something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm overjoyed. I'm overjoyed. Just want this to come together and kind of tighten up. And everybody kind of, Saturday night definitely, the Honorable Coffee is always here and bringing together this kind of rich conversation, plus having brothers meeting each other who wouldn't get a chance to meet each other, is what we just started a directory. So we would nicely hook up with a lot of folks who wouldn't normally get to be together. So, and our list is growing, you know, our list is growing. And, you know, for somebody call within the group and say, hey, we want to get in contact with so-and-so, we always have contacts ready and things. So bless upon itself. Before we kind of get off to do the things that I like to do, the making love thing, I want to leave, shut off with I Want You by Honorable Cult and Coffee. And as usual, I want to say thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. Russ Black, Tall Lights Rich, Russ Manasseh.
Manasseh.
You're going good.
Yeah. All I have to think is that the Manasseh something.
All right. Yeah. So,
and then you get me, the Manasseh. Manasseh.
Yeah. The Manasseh something. The Honorable Carlton Coffee. All of the folks in the chat room who came in and out of the chat room on BTR, those of you who are in WW, those of you who came on the switchboard, and of course, Living Truth, so big up yourself. Those of you who are on the Ustream part of our show as well, and those of you who would be listening to Archive, again, thank you so much. And you know, we appreciate your love. Spread the word, share the link. All of our shows are archived. You can also get them on iTunes. So every single one of our shows are right there. So make sure you spread the news. This is one and watch the other is our theme. We cannot do it together. No matter how strong and powerful we are, no matter how much money we are. Hey, if we had that $4 million, $2 billion thereabout, maybe we could do a thing or two without much help. But, you know, it better, even if we had $1 billion, when folks get together and we all do it together, it is a much more powerful thing. So this is what we are aiming for. Sometimes I'm a little so smart, but hey, if we do the right thing, then I won't have to bring out the hard whip, please. So make sure that you come and remember who you are. No matter what circumstances you're in, somebody's usually in a place where you can help help them as well. Want to say also big love and thank you to my hero man, Mr. Ruler Brown, who is still on the ground in Jamaica. This morning we were able to present another check to the young man in God, I can never remember that place either. Up in Eastern Kingston there. So here is somebody else who were able to help. Oh, Jared Lane, yes, who were able to help to get his life back together. He pleaded, and we were able to come through for him. Still need a couple more dollars to help him out some more, but at least we got the basic down. For all the ladies, and there were all the ladies who chipped in from far and wide, as far as Europe, we were able to get in a couple of dollars, and he's on top of the route. Sharing is big. Thank you to all of the folks who have definitely donated. The Francis May Bonner Coffee Drum Revolution is on. You know, here we want to equip every youth in Jamaica, starting in from the basic school, because we want to get to the root of it. And every child onward will be able to get a drum through the Francis May Bonner Coffee Drum Revolutionary Program, where we're going to try and swap out the gun. We don't even want to say that, because we want to even supersede saying that after a while. Swap out the guns for drums and bring in the spirit of unity that I know is there in every single one of us. We know a lot of times when you really check it out, we want the best for each other. Sometimes we don't know how to get to it. So let us start with the drum first. Those of you who would like to donate a drum, we're looking at trying to get the drums organized. We're not quite there yet, but we're looking to say a $50 donation would be able to get a drum in a youth's hands and put in their hands and minds between their legs, that drum go, and their hearts, close to their hearts. You know how close the drum gets to your heart in order for that to beat. And your name as a donor would be on the drum, along with the child name, and along with the line or two of inspiration. And every single one of the drums we have would be accounted for, so they would all have their individual numbers. We hope to set up the website where each and every drum will start having a life. We'll be chattering with the drums through the website, and people can, the kids, can be able to let us know what's going on with them and the drum. We hope that this will ignite a firestorm and throughout the Caribbean and the world. We do have somebody in Trinidad that contacted me, and we spoke about it already. Wadi God, who he himself is a drummer and a musician, hope to make some connection in Trinidad to do the same program. So it is starting to spread, although we are not concretized things yet. So spread the word out. Spread the link. The link for those people who can't afford to give physical money. And not all of us would be able to do that. It doesn't mean that you don't have something much more than $50, $100, or $10,000. It means your time, dedication to spreading the words out there, igniting this thing with us, lighting your own fire, as well as we are lighting fire on this back end. You can bring a torch and get out there and light some fire by sharing this information with your friends and family. And let us, for the first time, if no time at all, get together and really and truly, from our core and for the sake of our ancestors, unite back where this selfishness, back where this bad-mindedness, back where all of them little diseases that will keep us from each other. And let us, for our generation, starting from your Pitney first, which is our country, and then uniting other Caribbean islands and igniting the entire world, which is all of us sharing together and making this a better universe than we came here. Make our contribution. If you come out and, you know, really do something, you know, and nobody can attach a name to something that you do. Hug up a whole woman, carry a whole woman across the road, make she bless you and say, thank you, my Pitney. Because when you get them, the kind of blessing is something else. Remember, me usually teeth out my mother things and go carry, go give the whole people them. Oh, my gosh. So, because we revere the old people, them, especially them in the young district. Make sure today, promise, make a promise to yourself. You're going to reach out for one of them old people there in the community who have them erudite words to tell you and strengthen you that a lot of us are live by today. Give them a special little something, a little hug, go sweep up them yard. Carry them there who have to go a river for water, go carry one zinc pan of water for them and catch up little fire for them or carry little wood for them or something, man, something. We have to do something. And everything, you know what you do for something to somebody today. Even when you say hello and morning, especially, I mean, that do a lot for somebody who sit down and a fret and all of them thing there for somebody just come and say hi to them. It is very, very important. So bless up on yourself and go out there and touch somebody. That's the important thing. Touch somebody in a powerful way. You know, talk to somebody who you never talked to, who you have like a full malice with, and get rid of them something there. And as usual, your girl says it's nighttime. And you know what she likes to do at nighttime. Make some love, some good love. And take care of the ones that you are loving. And to take us out, Mr. Carlton Coffey says, I want you.
Baby.
Good night, my kings, and we're out of here.